Hello, everybody. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game, brought to you by your favorite Post cereals and their terrific new teammate, Post Sugar Crisp. Yes, sir, Post is back to bring you the Dodgers again as they take on the New York Giants in the second of this three-game series here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA. This is the old redhead, Red Barber, and Connie Desmond will be along in the middle of the ball game, and between us, we'll take care of the play-by-play assignment. And your seat behind home plate today, no matter whereabouts in the United States you are, your seat is reserved thanks to your loyalty to Post Cereals and your all-out cheers for sensational new Post Sugar Crisp. So with Post as your host, let's look around here at the field and see what's on the dock. Public address announcer Tex Ricketts is busily going down the respective batting orders. And as you can gather by the cheers, this locale being Brooklyn, he's giving the Brooklyn batters. The starting pitchers will be Jack Kramer, the veteran right-hander who was sold by the Boston Red Sox during the winter to the New York Giants. Kramer will be making his debut in the National League. Jack Kramer will start for Leo DeRocher's Giants, and Dan Bankhead, the first Negro pitcher in the history of the Major Leagues, will get his first starting assignment for the Dodgers. When Bankhead was up and broke the ice a couple of years ago at Brooklyn, he only got in four games and on every occasion was a relief pitcher. So this is his Major League starting debut, and so thus it's a big afternoon for both of these right-handers. Kramer last year with the Red Sox won six and lost eight. He had a big year with Joe McCarthy, if you'll recall, in 48, when he won 18 and lost 5. In 44 with the Browns, Kramer won 17 and lost 13. That was the year the Browns went for their only pennant. And in the World Series against the Cardinals, he had a win and was not defeated. Bankhead, last year, was at Brooklyn's Montreal Farm, and he won 20 and lost 6. Each of these pitchers has pitched impressively this spring, and that explains why they are getting the starting assignments. This clear, sunshiny, although it is a cool Saturday afternoon here at Brooklyn. Now for the invading Giants, and it's always a hot time in Brooklyn when the Giants come over. It's always a hot time whenever these two clubs tangle anywhere. Ed Stanky is leading off for the Giants. Whitey Lockman, it's number two in left field. Third baseman Henry Thompson is batting third for New York. Rookie Don Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, is in right field. Center fielder Bobby Thompson, there are two Thompsons. Center fielder does not spell his name with a P in it. It's just T-H-O-M-S-O-N. Bobby Thompson in center. Alvin Dark, who came to the Giants along with Stanky from the Braves in that big winter deal. Dark is at short. Jack Hoshman, the rookie first baseman, hits seventh. Wes Westrum is catching and Kramer is the pitcher. The umpires have just come out, and there's a conference at home plate between the three wearers of the blue serge suits. Groundkeeper Ed Durham, Alvin Dark bringing up the batting card for the Giants, and Captain Pee Wee Reese bringing up the batting order for the Dodgers. And the Brooklyn batting order that Reese has on his card is in this wise. Reese himself leading off at short. George Schuber is in left field. Jim Russell is in center field. Duke Snyder is the regular center fielder, but he has a heavy cold, which has given him some trouble. He missed the exhibition games of last weekend at the stadium with the Yankees because of this same malady. So Russell is in center. Russell played left yesterday. His first game was a Dodger. They got him from the Braves in the winter. And he had a home run and a triple. Jackie Robinson, the defending batting champion and the league's most valuable player. Robinson at second is hitting fourth for the Dodgers. Then comes Carl Farrello in right field. Hodges, the first baseman, is batting sixth. Rookie Bobby Morgan, who is hitting very well, hits safely in all three games. Morgan at third. Roy Campanella, whose grand slam home run in the third inning sunk the Giants beyond hope yesterday. Campanella catching, and Dan Bankhead is the pitcher. The umpires, Douglas Scotty Robb, is back of the plate. That's R-O-B-B. Al Bolick and Augie Donatelli will be on the bases. And now Miss Gooding will play and sing the national anthem. those of you who are tuned in for your first time to a Brooklyn broadcast, this is the first Brooklyn regular season broadcast to be on a coast-to-coast hookup, in addition to the station in New York that usually carries the games and has been doing so for 9 years. That is a pregame custom at Ebbets Field, the playing and singing of the national anthem before every single ball game. Not just the first game of the year, or not just at some special holiday. That's how they feel about it here at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers have taken the field. Dan Bankhead, slender, loose-jointed right-hander. Roy Campanella, stocky catcher. That's the battery. Big Gil Hodges at first base. Jackie Robinson at second. Captain Pee Wee Reese at short. And rookie Bob Morgan is at third. Billy Cox, who might have started at third base except he hurt his back, rejoined the club yesterday and is recovering all right. In left field, George Shuba, who's having his second real chance with the Dodgers. Shuba in left. In center field, Jim Russell, who's turned out to be a very valuable player, came to the Dodgers in that Sam Jethro deal with the Braves. And in right field, it is Carl Farrello, Reading, Pennsylvania, and they call him the Reading Rifle. Now, Ed Stanky is first up for the Braves. With a crouch, right-hand hitter, Bankhead's first pitch, fastball high inside for ball one. Stanky, this young season for the Giants, has 3 hits out of 12 at-bats. He's stocky, small, bends at the knees, outfield a little toward left. Bankhead pitches low outside for ball two. Stanky is one of the best judges in all baseball of a pitched ball. He holds the National League record for bases on balls, and nobody gave him any deliberate walks because he was such an awesome hitter. He just earned those walks. Bankhead throws outside with a curve, and he's behind ball three. 3 balls, no strikes. This is a momentous occasion for Bankhead, trying to make the Brooklyn club. It's his first start in a major league game. Leo DeRocha, the Giant manager, his own third base coach. Freddie Fitzsimmons is coaching at first. Now the 3-0 pitch. Ball four, and Stanky walks. Throws his bat away. And off the first he trots, so Bankhead walks the first man he pitches to without throwing him a strike. And that's a bit of a danger sign. And here's Robinson coming in from second base. Campanella goes out to the mound. Posterio's very happy to be your host. P-O-S-T, Post. And the newest of the Post cereals is Sugar Crisp. Grand cereal and a swell snack. And it's the hottest thing that's come down the road. Look for them in the cellophane bag at your friend the grocer's here. And in addition to the words Post and Sugar Crisp, you'll notice there are 3 little honey bears right on the front. Bankhead in Montreal last year walked about as many fellas as he struck out. He walked 170 and struck out 176. Whitey Lockman, left-hand hitter for the Giants, batting at 333. Takes a call strike. Bankhead came down with his chain. He slowed up on it and had it over. Campanella is most apt to make a pitcher use a changeup ball when he is getting wild. In other words, he makes him stay away from the fastball. Hodges holding first against Stanky, who's not too fast a runner. The Brooklyn infield halfway up, ready to go either way on a ground hit ball or a bunt. Outfield toward right. Lockman pulls. Fast curve swung on fly ball out into center. Right to Russell, who comes in. He can't get it. He gets away from the ball. Suddenly sunk. Stanky goes on to second base and holds on. Russell seemed to have that ball right there up against his belt buckle. He just stood waiting. We said it was right after Russell. Then suddenly at the last moment, he ran in a step and dove for the ball and had to trap it. The ball must have suddenly sunk. The wind is not blowing in, the wind is blowing out. So it wasn't a question of the wind holding up the ball. It was a question of that ball probably sinking. Sometimes those line drives do that. So it is to be scored as a base hit. So there's a break for New York. Break against Bankhead. And let's see now whether the Giants can exploit this opening or just what happens. Yesterday's ball game, the first meeting of these two clubs, the Dodgers hammered the Giants early and often and beat them 8-1. The Giants have lost all 3 of their games this year. The Dodgers, after losing their first game with Philadelphia, won the next 2. So Giants at first and second. And Henry Thompson, the Negro third baseman for the Giants, who broke the ice for the Polo Grounders, left-hand hitter is up and takes a fastball low inside at the knees. Ball one. 1 ball, no strike. Down in the Brooklyn bullpen, a fellow who wears number 13 by deliberate design, Ralph Branca, is warming up. Big towering right-hander warming up with Sam Narron, the Dodgers' bullpen catcher. Campanella goes out to the mound again to talk to Bankhead. Dom's in trouble. He put himself in trouble by walking Stanky without throwing a strike. And then something happened to that line drive, and Russell, who is a sure judge of a ball, didn't come up with it. He's standing there waiting competently. 1-0 pitch. Quick curve in there for a tall strike. One ball, one strike. Dodger infield has to be ready for the bunt if that's the way Leo wants to play it. Batter Thompson. This is THOMPSON, Henry Thompson, left-hand hitting third baseman. Hitting at 375, 3-for-8 this year, in a crouch. The pitch, he takes a curve high inside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bankhead, born in Empire, Alabama, makes his home now in Memphis, Tennessee, 6'1", 185 pounds, and probably the loosest-looking fellow on the mound you ever saw. In position, pitches, fastball swung on and foul back, so the Giants have refused to go for the buck. And the count is now 2-2, two balls, two strikes. DeRosa coaching at third, hollers, "All right, Henry." So we have action at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, and there's always action here. Broadcast is toward right. Groundkeeper Ed Durham, under the supervision of business manager Jack Collins, got this ballpark manicured to where it looks like you could eat off of it any place you wanted to. Henry Thompson steps out. We got Tyler waiting. Two balls, two strikes. No score. The Giants threatening here in the top of the first inning at Ebbets Field. Bankhead in position. Henry Thompson crouches. Severe crouch. Left-hand hitter. Right-hander deals. Curve. Tip. Foul. And it's 2-2 still. Campanella was fighting it like it was a mad bumblebee trying to hold it, but he couldn't do it. Catchers are not expected to hold foul tips. There's never any error charged against them. Any criticism leveled if they do not hold them. If they do hold them, fine. If they don't, well, that's the way it goes. Now let's see. Bankhead coming to a stop. Looks at second. Deals. Curve way outside for ball three. He was a long way away from the plate on that one. Three balls, two strikes. Dan Bisley chewing gum out there. He doesn't look like he weighs 185. He is so bony and angular. And he has a tremendously loose hip motion. Stanky at second. Lachman at first. Stanky not too fast at second. Lachman can fly at first. Infield and double play there. 3-2 count. They might be running. Let's see. They pitch, they don't go, and it's a curveball drilled out in the right field. It's up against the wall for an extra base hit. Varela plays it on the bound. Sankey's coming around third toward the plate and scores on the single, and in the third goes Lachman, and it is 1-0 New York, and DeRosa was right when he didn't bunt Thompson when he produced that base hit. So the Giants have gone out in front and lead 1-0, have men at first and third, and nobody else. Looks like you got in here just in time because the pot is bubbling here at Brooklyn. Here at Brooklyn. Commissioner A.B. Chandler is just coming in the ballpark now with President Branch Rickey, and they're taking a box down by the Brooklyn dugout. See, they're also from the commissioner's staff is Dick Butler. Business manager Jack Collins down there with them. The commissioner was at Yankee Stadium yesterday. Ebbets Field today. Bankhead making his first major league start. Got nobody out, pitching to his fourth hitter. Delivers. Curveball swung on, hit down to Robinson, who's up with it. Supposed to reach the second run out. Going to first. Double play. And Robinson scores from third. And it's 2-0 in favor of the Giants. Demuller bangs into a DP. It's the first double play that the Dodgers have come up with against the Giants in their third double play of the year. Lachman, of course, cruised in from third on the double play. So the Giants have two runs in. Under the present scoring rules, Mueller cannot be credited with an RBI. Caused the run scored and he was banging into an infield twin killing. Robinson to Reese and on to Hodges. So 2-0 favor New York. Both runs earned. And here is Bobby Thompson. Right hand hitting, very tall center fielder. Bankhead delivers a curve, swung on, is beaten down to the big foul. Strike one. This kid, Bobby Thompson, was born in Glasgow, Scotland. So he's come a long way, hadn't he? Or as an infant, his family moved to Staten Island, one of the five boroughs in New York, and he came up with the Giants rather than with the Dodgers. He never was a Dodger fan. Wonderful ball player. Hit 309 for the Giants last year, 6'2", 190 pounds. Backhand pitches. Fastball swung on. Foul back. No ball. Two strikes. Leo DeRocha will tell you that he believes that this fellow up at the plate, his center fielder, Bobby Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, can, in 100 yards, outrun anybody in baseball. He says he doesn't know whether Thompson can outrun Jethro of the Braves at 60 yards, but he knows he can at 100. Believes he can. This fellow can fly, long stride. Pitch. Strike three, fastball over. So Banquez settles down. That's looking to be right there in the pickle bat. Two runs for the Giants on two hits. The double play finally turned the tie. So it's 2-0 in favor of the Giants, and the Dodgers are coming in for their first licks for the afternoon. And look here, friends. Here's just a simple point-blank question from the old redhead to all of you. Do you eat cornflakes? Chances are you do. But look, here's the important thing. There's a difference in cornflakes. A real difference. You up and try Post Toasters, and you'll see just what we mean. Yes, sir, there's a difference in cornflakes, and it's Post Toasting that makes that difference. Now, once you eat them, you'll agree. Post Toasters are extra crisp, extra delicious, better in every way. Post Toasters are fresher, too. Fresher than ever before. Now so fresh that they taste just toasted. The next time that you stop by Joe the Grocer's, don't ask for cornflakes. Ask for Post Toasters, the better cornflakes. That's guaranteed fresh Post Toasters, one of the famous Post cereals. Try them all, yeah? This is a rather historic broadcast, as we told you at the beginning, and the Post cereal folks are very happy to make it possible, working in cooperation with the Brooklyn Ball Club and the WMGM, which is the station that for 8 years has been doing all the Brooklyn games in New York, because today, stations of the Columbia Broadcasting System are joining in, too, with the coverage outside of New York. And so it is coast-to-coast coverage of baseball's most colorful, dynamic team, the Dodgers. And we are glad to have you along. You come with us all the home Saturdays at Brooklyn is at Ebbets Field. And you see on your baseball schedules that the Dodgers are going to be in Brooklyn. And we're going to be with you. You're going to help us be there, too, by the fact that you tell Joe the Grocer that you want Post Toasters. Or any of the Post cereals. Or the newest, Sugar Crisp. Okay, here we go with Captain Pee Wee Reese and Jack Kramer making his first start in the National League. Comes down with a strike over the plate. Kramer's a slim-looking right-hander. He throws a fastball, throws slow curves, good control. Reese has 3-for-14, hitting a 2-14 right now. Kramer pumps, kicks, throws. There's a sharp curve. Look at all strike two. K-R-A-M-E-R. Jack Kramer. Well along, 32 years. Outfield stayed at foot left. Reese swings from the end. Swings, and there's a high pop fly in the short left center. Left fielder Lockman's in. Under it, and he takes it for out number one. Go ahead, one up and one gone for Brooklyn. Last of the first inning. The Giants leading 2-0, and this is baseball's most heated rivalry. Giants and the Dodgers. And the DeRocher and the Giants trying so hard to win their first one. They've been under very heavy criticism for losing their first three, especially in the face of that big deal that was made with the Boston Braves during the winter. You know, when Stanky and Doc came from Boston to New York, and the Giants sent Sid Gordon, Willard Marshall, Buddy Carr, and Sam Webb to the Braves. And then the first two games of the season, the Braves played the Polo Grounds, won them both. And then the second game, Gordon hit two home runs, won a grand slammer. Boy, that's really having a boomerang come back and hit you right between the eyes. But as Leo said today, it's a long season. George Schuba, left-hand hitter, takes a high outside fastball. Ball one. Schuba has 1-for-8. He's being given another chance. At the around toward right. Right side of the infield is back. It's a bright sun and a bright sky. pitch. Slow curve right over for a ball strike. Kramer's one of these fellows that pumps and pumps and hitches and tries to catch you between swings. Which is a great deal of the style of Preacher Row, by the admission of Kramer's new manager, DeRosa. Milton Stock is the Brooklyn third base coach. Jake Fittler, old Sugarfoot Jake, this is his 56th birthday. Fittler coaching his first. Westrom gives the sign, Kramer pitches, and Schubert takes a fastball low outside for ball two. Kramer kicked on it, asked where the pitch was, and played umpire Rob motion outside. Third baseman Henry Thompson is about three full steps over towards short. Shortstop Dark is almost directly behind the bag. The outfield is swung drastically into right, and they are playing Schubert wider than I've seen any ball club play him, full toward right field. In other words, straightaway left field is wide open, and inside third base it's wide open. Schubert takes a curve over, good for a call. Second strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. They really ganged up in the right field on this fella. Fittler hauling down from first base. Come on, George. You're the fella. Jack Kramer with one out, pitching his first inning in the National League. He's fidgeting around out there on the mound. There's nobody on base. Pumps once. Pumps twice. Right-handed kicks high, throws. Fastball swung off. Drilled deep out of the right center field. Back goes Thompson, way back in the corner. And makes the catch 390 feet away in the right center field corner. First Uber tagged it, but it's just out number two. Two men gone, and Jim Russell playing his second game as a Dodger. He's a switch hitter, or some people say a turnaround hitter, and he's batting left-handed against right-handed Kramer. Russell went 2-for-4 yesterday. He hit a home run, and he hit a triple. And for every home run that is hit in a Brooklyn ball game or every shutout pitch, there is an award of a case of Post Sugar Crisp. So Russell collected yesterday. The pitch, fastball on the outside. Ball one. Kramer monkeys around, pitches here, pitches there. Al Bolick, the first base umpire, just noticed that the bag had been kicked a little bit out into foul ground, so he runs up there and kicks it back into fair. Attention to small details, very important. Umpiring anything else. Slow curve outside to Russell, and it is ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Dark is coming in from short and is talking to Kramer. Apparently, Dark must have noticed that Kramer has kicked on a couple of decisions at the plate. Maybe he's saying something to him. The Giants on top, 2-0. They got two runs off Dan Bankhead, right at the bell. Bankhead began his own difficulties by walking Stanky. That's the first rule in the book for pitchers. Don't walk them, and certainly don't walk that first. 2-0 pitch. Curve outside for ball three. That was a big, slow rainbow. Three balls and a strike. In case you just joined us on this broadcast of the best pitches at Post Cereals, Stanky walked. Went to second base as Lockman's line drive apparently suddenly sank in front of Russell. Russell seemed to have it caught all the way and then dove for it and too late. Thompson single off the right field wall to get one. Mueller hit him to double pin. The second run came over. There's a call strike for Russell on the outside. Freeman. Fine crowd here at Ebbets Field, and the Dodgers and Giants will be here tomorrow. Game time tomorrow, 2 o'clock, and business manager Collins told us before today's game there are 14,000 seats of all kinds that will be available on sale at the park tomorrow when the gates are open, around noon. 3-1 pitch, ball four, and Russell becomes the first Dodger runner with a base on ball with two out last in the first inning. Jackie Robinson, who is hitting so far with six hits for 11 at-bats at 544, the defending batting champion, presented by Ford Frick yesterday with a silver replica of a baseball bat sent by the Louisville Slugger people. The Hilrich Memorial bat, emblematic of winning the batting title last year. He was also voted the league's most valuable player. Robinson's weight now is 208 pounds. He's in fine shape. Playing him straight away. The wind is blowing to right field. Curve is good on the outside for a call strike. Jack, I think, is a little unhappy about it, but he didn't turn around. For the Giants, the veteran Jack Kramer, making his first National League appearance. He was formerly over there in the American League with the Browns and the Red Sox. Wes Westrum is catching. Jack Harshman at first. Russell is leading off at that point. Two out. Stanky at second. Alvin Dock at short. The third baseman is Henry Thompson. Freeman position. Deals. Curve high. And it is ball one. It was very high. And ball one strike. In left field for New York, Whitey Lockman. The center fielder is Bobby Thompson. And the right fielder is Don Mueller. Hit the umpires again. It is Doug, Scotty Robb, back of the plate. Al Bolick is at first base. And Donatelli, rookie National League umpire, this is his second series in the National League, is at second. Kramer coming down to his set position. Delivers. Robinson swings and misses. Over the ball was sneaking. Took a little bit off of it. One ball, two strikes. Crowd's sort of quiet for the moment, but they don't stay quiet at Brooklyn long. Robinson holding it club down by the end. Strong right-hand hitter. George Sisler has helped him a great deal to become the fine batter that he is. 1-2 pitch. Curve outside. Jack takes it for a ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Kramer, in no hurry at all, back of the mound, put into the rosin bag. Two and two. Russell, ready to get up and go. Just as quick as you can say, sugar crisp. Anything happens, it's two out. Pitch. Curve, swung on, hit down by second baseman Stanky, who's up with it. The throw goes over to first. Robinson's out by two running steps. Stanky to Hoshman, and that's all for the last of the first inning. There's really nothing to it when you add it up. So at the end of the first inning, two runs, they're both earned, two hits and no errors for the Giants. For the Dodgers, no runs, no hits and no errors. Now let's see what's on that post scoreboard, and then we'll see about identifying the station. So let's see. In the National League, nothing yet on the Cardinals and the Cubs. Philadelphia playing at Boston. Kurt Simmons will go for the Phillies, and Warren Spahn, top winning left-hander in the league last year, will go for the Braves. Spahn making a second start, but he beat the Giants opening day. Cincinnati's at Pittsburgh, and at the end of the first inning, it is 3-0 in favor of the Pirates. Hetke for Cincinnati and Chesney's for Pittsburgh. In the American League, Washington is playing New York at the stadium. Steve Nagy for Washington, and Bob Porterfield starting for the Yankees. Staub is starting for the Boston Red Sox at Philadelphia against Alex Kellner. And that gets you up to date. And now, let's take a 20-second pause for station identification. Hello, everybody, and those of you who may have just joined us, this is Red Barber speaking to you for Post Serials from behind home plate at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn. The Giants are at bat in the second inning. Alvin Dock first up, and New York is ahead of Brooklyn 2-0. Dan Bankhead for the Dodgers delivers a fastball that's drilled in for a call strike. Dock is hitting at 417. He's gotten off to a good start with the bat. He is 5-for-12. He's a fine ball player. Open stance, feet wide apart. Takes a curve, goes for a second strike. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Hatfield. Swing around into left. Infield is up a step because this fella can run. Dock. Backs out of there. Takes the heavy end of his bat, knocks the play out of his spikes. The infield has been treated with molder sand this year. It has a darkish gray color. But it's not a three, and Beckhead strikes him out. Beck makes Dog chase a low outside hook. Second strikeout for Daniel. And rookie Jack Harshman stepping up. Jack Harshman, third base. H-A-R-S-H-M-A-N. Jack Harshman. Minneapolis last year hit 270. boy, indigenous to San Diego, California. 6'2", 180 pounds. 2-0 favor the Giants. Fine, sunny afternoon. Hushman takes a fastball. It's too low. All one. Throw. Let a curve go inside the shin. 4-2. We'll keep you posted on the other ball games as we go along. Bankhead pitches 2-0. Call strike. At the end of the first inning in the ball game between the Washington Nationals and New York Yankees, it's 1-0 favor the Yankees, who have gotten off to a good start this year. The Red Sox are leading at Philadelphia over the Athletics 3-0 at the end of an inning and a half. At the end of two innings now, Philadelphia, Boston in the National League, it's no score. The 2-1 pitch to Hushman, foul tipped, and it's now 2-2. The Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game is now at the end of three innings, and it is 6-1 in favor of the Pirates behind Bob Chesney. Hetke, who started for Cincinnati, was replaced in the second inning by Kirk Peterson. Natfield, round to the right. Hushman, left-hand hitter, claim to call. This year he's had 2 hits for 11 at-bats, walk of 182. But percentages are not too indicative this early. 2-2 pitch, fastball, foul tip, still 2-2. Thank you. Turn that one loose. 2-2. Dan steps upon the mound. He can throw that ball. Sets. Delivers. Another foul ball. That's on the screen. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Giants 2. Dodgers nothing. The wind is rather gusty this afternoon. At times it is strong, then it seems to slow down. But the prevailing course of the wind is out to right field, which is the short field here at Ebbets Field. Those of you who have never seen the park or heard about it, maybe we'll better describe it for you. The 2-2 pitch to Hushman swung on a ground foul outside first. But Fitzsimmons stops it with his foot. Still 2-2. Right field at Ebbets Field is one of the famous fields in all athletics, not just baseball alone. It's a concrete wall in right field which goes up 20 feet off the ground. Then there is an additional 20 feet of wire screen on top of it. So the right field fence, while it is short here at Brooklyn, is very high. It's 40 feet high. So you just don't pop one into Bedford Avenue, which is a big six-lane highway in back of it, on just a little bunted ball. 2-2 pitch. The curve. Just missing low inside. And Bankhead and Campanella are both unhappy at Rob's call on that. It's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Bankhead really wound up, and he can wind up on himself, too. The distance down the right field line in Brooklyn, which is relatively short, is 297 feet. Bankhead stands at the back of the mound. However, in right center field, the wall slanting away is 395 feet. Then you have double-deck stands beginning in right center field and going all the way around the rest of the park and coming right back into the right field corner. In other words, it is just right field itself that has the wall, 20 feet of concrete, 20 feet of screen, and the scoreboard is also out there, and the scoreboard is stuck out in front of it, which causes a series of angles. The 3-2 pitch. Strike three, swing the curveball. He's swung off. Well, Bankhead has struck out the first two here in the second inning. Three strikeouts all told. He got off to a shaky start, walking Stanky, then having Lachman's line drive sink in front of Russell when it looked to be a certain catch for an out. Then Thompson hit the right field wall for a single, the wall we were talking about. Mueller banged into a double play. The Giants had two runs, but from that time on, Bankhead has gotten five outs, pitching to his last four men. Wes Westrum, the right-hand hitting catcher for the Giants, been around parts of the last 2 years. Open stance. Takes a curve outside. Ball one. Weston this year has not come up with a base hit, and he's been up officially 6 trips. 2-0. Favor the Giants. Always business when the Giants and the Dodgers are on hand. Throw. Let a ball low inside. Ball two. Post serial, folks, from Battle Creek, Michigan way. Very happy to be sending you this ball game from Brooklyn way. And whenever the Dodgers are home on Saturday, so will come these broadcasts. 2-0 pitch. Curve over. Good. Call strike. 2 balls, 1 strike. 1-1. That field toward left. To play Weston to pull. Bankhead, a right-handed deal. Fastball low outside. 4-3. 2-0 hard. Simmons pushing in first. Hollers, hey, Wes, come on. Get a good ball. Emmett's Field is one of the smallest ballparks in the major leagues. It seats nominally about 32,000. And part of its great charm is its complete and immediate intimacy with the game itself. You're never far away from the players. 3-1 pitch. Curve swung on. Foul on top of the third base stands out of the park. 3-2. So whenever you are at Brooklyn, you're actually in the ball game, so to speak. You don't have any great chasms and caverns and yawning distances, etc. You can see the players. Hear them. Hear what the coaches say. There's a lot of truth in the statement that is endured through the years. There's never a dull day with the Dodgers, and certainly never at Ebbets Field. Something in the atmosphere around here. If something's going to happen, it'll happen here at Brooklyn. 3-2 pitch. The high fly ball results in deep out into left center. Russell, the center fielder, is under it, waiting. He's got it. Ball, nothing across to the Giants in the top half of the second inning. And the end of the inning and a half, it remains New York 2 and Brooklyn nothing. Carl Ferrello coming on now to be first up for the Dodgers, last of the second inning, followed by Gail Hodges and then by Bob Morgan. Jake Pittler coaching at first base for the defending National League champions. Milton Stark at third. Ferrello, who's hitting in August and September, had much to do with Brooklyn coming up with the pennant. He hit. He was hitting almost 500 there in the stretch, and that's the mark of the ball player that he is. Ferrello hitting now, 3-15, 231. Outfield back into right. Stanky on orders from DeRocher in the bench, moves back deep to second base. Right-hander Kramer pitches a curve. It's a call strike. It's a big slow bender. Broke away from him, caught the inside slice. No balls, one strike. Throw has something in his eye, steps out of the box for the moment. Kramer puffing, veteran right-hander. Kick throws, let a ball in on the hands. He tried to make that look like the pitch just now when he broke the curve off the hands and over. Ferrello stayed off of it, and the count goes to 1-1. Kramer uses a lot of slow stuff. Manager Bert Schotten of the Dodgers, who doesn't wear a uniform, sitting back there in the dugout. 1-1 pitch, fastball, low outside. Ball two. First the slow curve, then the slow pitch up on the hands, trying to look like that slow curve again, but it didn't, and then the fastball trying to crisscross on the outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Fellow choking his stick just a little. He's quite strong. 2-1 pitch. Fastball outside, 4-3. So Kramer is behind now, 3-1. Fellow has the orders. He looks at third base coach Milton Stark, who usually is the central man in the Brooklyn wigwag system. Stark, of course, keeps his eyes glued on Boss Schotten there in the dugout for the word. In the major league, these fellows just don't go out there and do as they please and take orders. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on. Hit sharply down the short. Alvin Dark is up with it. Plenty of time for the throw to first. Pitch is accurate to the horseman, and Ferrello's out by 2 steps. Crowell was hitting and grounded out, struck to first.
Number 14.
Gil Hodges. Big first baseman stepping up. Tinney giving you some distances at Ebbets Field to the straightaway lower center field stand is 393 feet. Right center field to the lower stand, double decked out there, 351, and in the left field corner, 348. Big Hodges has really been hotter than a $2 pistol. Hitting at 700, 7 for 10. Big, strong, snapping right hand batter, outfield toward right. Takes a fastball for a call strike on the outside above the knees. Hodges is a magnificent athletic specimen. I don't know of anybody who has ever seen him that wants any part of it. He has the least trouble of any man on the face of the earth. And he's awfully good-natured, which everybody says they're just grand. But if you're that strong, you ought to be good-natured. Fastball inside on the short ribs. Saves him up again. One ball, one strike. One and one. Upfield deep, round toward left. Hodges is just coming into his own as a ball player. Big, strong guy from Indiana. One and one pitch. Swung on. There's a high ball deep on the left side of the field. Way back, Thompson goes back close to the stand. It's in there for a home run. Hodges has hit his second of the season. But today's hit on 11 at bat. And that's the second time that he has kept the kill for a case of Post Sugar Crisp. Here he is running his home run home. Way out there, where the clock, 390 feet, in the lower left center field stands. It gives Gill two home runs, three runs batted in. 8 hits for 11, and Bobby Morgan, who has 7 hits for 13, breaking in as a rookie. Shockey blonde, right-hand batter. Morgan hitting at 538, is up there. So the Dodgers break through, and it's now a 2-1 game in favor of the Giants. Morgan takes a good curve, ball strike. Looks like you said that Hodges is big and strong just in time. Infield straightaway on Bobby Morgan, who was the batting champion, hitting at 337 International League last year, and the league's most valuable player. Takes a fastball high inside, ball one. Lance Rickey's farm system, pushing up one promising player after another to the Dodgers. The great baseball dynasty being built for Brooklyn. Kramer wants to pitch with another baseball, so an exchange of agates is made. Is that any argument about plate umpire Rob? A ball and a strike. One out, Morgan up. The Giants 2, the Dodgers 1. We'll bring you up to date on all the games on the postal scoreboard just as soon as the second inning is concluded. So you hang around here. 21 pitch, curve swung on, hit foul. Outside third base, and it was a pretty hot shot. Ball is hit down toward the Giant bullpen, which is in the left field corner. The Giants and the visiting teams at Ebbets Field use the dugout on the third base side and the bullpen in the left field corner. The home club, the Dodgers, use the dugout on the first base side. And the bullpen in the right field corner. Morgan in the crowd. Ball in the strike as he counts. Kramer pumped once. Better right hander once again. Kick time throws, and Morgan fouls the back. Still 1-2. Used by a baseball that's taken out by the umpire's ball boy. Doc from Jensen Scott had a little visit to the pitcher. Somebody on. Gil Hodges just thumped one. So, curve went on and Hodges gets the ball out to the right field corner. Lachlan goes over and makes a nice catch of it. Throw out number two. Washington can go. Prudhomme and Roy Campanella, who really hit one for a case of sugar trip yesterday. A grand slam home run, the first in his major league career. Campanella stepping up. Roy hit 3-for-7 this year, hitting at 425. He's rated by a lot of knowing baseball people as the best catcher in the game. Bar none. Stocky, powerful, catch every day. That field, round toward left. Kramer delivers, and Campanella sits down. The ball ratted. Down he went. It was a fastball. The ball player said that would have been stuck in his ear if he hadn't done. It's a rough game, this baseball. You don't think so? In fact, does anybody who's connected with baseball winces when you say that it's a game? Players, their wives, club executives. It's a business, and it's a rough one. Okay. Kramer deals, and Campanella swings and fouls it off. Fastball coming in there. He took just a little bit off of it. 1-1. Fine crowd on hand, headed by Commissioner Chandler, who's sitting down in the field box with Branch Rickey, the president of the Dodgers. One one pitch. Ball strike. On the outside. Grab the knee. One ball, two strikes. 2 men out. Giants leading by a tally, 2-1. Your host is Post Sirius. Yes, ma'am. Kramer has a little trouble reading the sign, hung out by Weston. That's for it again. One and two pitch, curve, outside. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The breeze is now blowing steadily and vigorously out toward right. If they win, it would help a high drive hit toward right field. It would hold up, to some degree, a high fly ball hit out into left. It would help on the bias, the ball hit high out into center. 2-2 pitch, curve, swung on, and hit out into right field. There's Zillo back up against the scoreboard, waiting for it. He makes the catch, and Campanella is the top. So, Hodges scored one, and it's a run and a hit. So at the end of two innings, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Giants. 1 run, and 1 hit, and no errors for Brooklyn. All right, we promised there'd be something on that post scoreboard. Now let's take a look around. The Cardinals, who won their first game and have lost their next 3, are at Chicago, where Bob Rush of the Cubs shut them out yesterday, 2-0. And Staley, who pitched the opening game and the 1 victory for the Cardinals so far, is going to St. Louis. Bill Voisel, who is now with his 3rd ball club in the league, from the Giants to the Braves and now to the Cubs. Voisel is making his first start as a Cub for Chicago, big right-hander. Philadelphia's in Boston. Kurt Simmons was counted on so much by Philadelphia, that young hustling club that Bob Cobden has put together. Simmons starting for Philadelphia, and Warren Spahn, who's already pitched and won a ball game and a complete win for the Braves. No score, end of 2 innings. End of 3 innings, Cincinnati-Pittsburgh. It is 6-1, favor the Pirates. Chesney's for Pittsburgh. Hetsky started, and then Kent Peterson for Cincinnati coming on the second inning. In the American League, Washington blew off 1-0 in favor of the Yankees, end of the first inning. Boston and Philadelphia, it's 3-0 in favor of the Red Sox over the Athletics. Nothing yet on Chicago, Detroit, or Cleveland, St. Louis, but we'll have results later. Now we're moving to the 3rd inning, and pitcher Jack Kramer is the first giant hitter. Outfield, back at the right. The wind has shifted and is blowing up toward the right field corner now. Kramer, right-hand hitter. Bankhead pitches a curve over for a strike. Kramer hasn't been up in the National League this year, so of course we don't have any batting percentage for him. Curve high inside, under the hands, ball one. 1-1. Things going quietly for the second. It won't stay that way long here at Brooklyn. 2-1 favor the Giants. Bankhead splits. Fastball is high inside. 4-2. Roy Campanella down on his haunches, giving the sign. And a steady target thereafter. Pitch. Call second strike. Fastball on the outside. Now Kramer steps out of there and starts arguing with Rob a little bit. Two and two. Rocha is hollering from where he's pushing at third base to Rob. Bankhead pumping. Loose right-hander pitches 2-2. Curve swung on to the high fly ball in close to the left field foul line. Kruber's over. He's under it, and the left fielder has it. Four out, number one. Four Kramer is retired. One up and one away. Here's Ed Stanky, who threw the base on ball to begin the ball game. And was later turned into a run. First to the Giants, two. The first three men for the Giants got on. And nobody else has gotten on. 2-1. Favor New York over Brooklyn. Kramer putting on his jacket, going back in the dugout. Stanky is hitting at 250, 3 for 12. Bankhead deals. Fastball high inside. Ball one. And he hasn't thrown a strike to Stanky today. He walked him on four straight pitches. Again, matters this afternoon. Don delivers. Fastball over. Four a strike. There's one. That's one and one. Ball and a strike. One out. Curveball over for a ball strike. Throw. Low outside. Now 2-2. The curve swung on, hit down to a third base and foul. It's still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. In the fourth inning in the Philadelphia-Boston game of the National League, the Phillies came up with a run on Warren Spahn, and they're leading 1-0. The Braves have batted the last half of the fourth inning. The Cardinals just opened up, getting two runs off Boyzell and getting him out of the ballgame at Chicago. Go ahead, 2-0. Bankhead pitches 2-2 to Stanky. And the curve just pitches on the outside. And now the Brooklyn battery is complaining. Three balls, two strikes. Boyzell started for the Cubs. The Cardinals got him out of there. And Johnny Vandermeer, who during the winter went from the Reds to the Cubs, took over. So the Cubs are batting the last of the first inning, and the Cardinals are ahead 2-0. The Giants are leading the Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. 2-1. Thank you, the hitter. One out. Nobody on. Three, two pitch. Outside the ball four. So thank you for the second straight time, George Walk. Picked up two walks given up by Bankhead. Whitey Lockman, who singled in the center field. First inning. He's hitting at 375, 6-16, is up to his second at bat. The Pittsburgh Pirates at the end of four innings are now leading the Reds 9-1 in the Pittsburgh game. Beard has hit a home run. Westlake has hit one. We give him three in 2 days. Hernandez has hit one, and Kiner has hit one, his second in 2 days for the Pirates. Bankhead starts to get ready and throws over to first. One time. He's learned a great deal since he first got a chance with the Dodgers a couple of years ago. Comes down. Stops and throws. The curve swung on. There's a high fly ball in deep center field. Russell goes back, sets, makes the catch. Stanky is starting for second base, and here's a throw coming into Robinson, and Stanky is safe. He makes it. Russell's throw into Robinson, the second baseman, was just on the shortstop side of second. Jack had to go out to the ball and then try and dive back in, and Stanky surprised him and tagged up at first and went into second base. The ball was hit right back up against the center field wall, pinned at 90 feet away. Well, that's Stanky, I guess, thinking that his old teammate Russell doesn't have that much on. Both from the Boston Club together last year, the year before. Now Russell looking in the ground. Yes, he wondered, well, how did Stanky, who's not so fast, get that jump and beat me? He did it. So, two outs. Stanky's in scoring position, as they say in baseball, at second base. And Henry Thompson, the 10-hitting third baseman, who singled and got in the Giants' first run, the first inning is up. He's 4-for-9 this year, hitting .444. It's 2-1, favor New York. Bankhead delivers. Curve is low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bankhead second. Be careful not to get off too far. The pitch. Fastball low inside, ball two. Bankhead asks for another apple. Exchange is made. The Post Cereal people, and the newest to the Post Cereals is Sugar Crisp, and it's going like wildfire. Very happy to bring you this first regular season Brooklyn baseball game, not only in New York, but on coast-to-coast hookup all over the country. Glad to have you. Ever sad to the Dodgers at home? Be the same. 2-0 pitch. Curveball too high. Ball three. 3-0. Automatic strike setup, not with the man at second base. 3-0 pitch, over for a call strike. Thompson is taking. 3-1. Henry is probably on his own up there to hit if he pleases, but like this. He's been hitting very well this young season. Right-hander Bankhead in position. Check second. Delivers. High outside for ball four. So Thompson walks. That's the third walk given up by Daniel. Men at first and second. Two out. Top of the third. Campanella goes out to the mound. Talks to the pitcher. Sam Naron, the bullpen catcher for the Dodgers, gets up down the right field corner. Hands the baseball over to Ralph Franca. And the big right-hander who wears number 13. He's one of 13 children. Gets up. Start warming again for the second time. Franca was throwing steadily. Wasting no opportunity to get hot in the first inning. When the Giants got the two runs and it looked as though the Bankhead was in one hitter being out of there. Manager Schottman, of course, has a lot of patience. The Giants opened up in a hurry. Now let's see. Don Mueller, the left-hand hitting rookie right fielder in a crouch. Takes a high outside curve for ball one. Stanky off second. Henry Thompson, who can run off first. They're ready to take out. Two men retired. 2-1, New York. The pitch. Curve swung on. There's a high pop fly in the short left field. Shortstop Reese is back. He's under. Shortstop under and has it. Out number three. And the John Cook goes by the board. No runs, no hits, and two men left. A wise man seldom makes predictions about baseball or anything else, but when something's practically surefire, you can't resist. And if ever I saw success in the making, it's our new Post cereal, Sugar Crisp. In city after city, wherever it's been introduced, Sugar Crisp has been a smash hit overnight. So when we say it's going to be one of the biggest selling cereals in America, we are not just moving our molars. Have you tried it yet? Sugar Crisp, you know, is made of delicious big wheat puffs toasted with sugar and honey. You just add milk or cream, and you've got yourself a truly tantalizing breakfast dish. In fact, friends, Sugar Crisp is so good you'll want to eat it right out of the bag. For breakfast, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. Get a good supply at your grocer's, will you? Look for Sugar Crisp in the red, white, and blue bag with the three brown bears. It's a post cereal. Well, let's take 20 seconds now and hear who everybody is. We'll pause for station identification. From Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, where anything can and probably will happen. We're moving into the last half of this third inning. It is 2-1 in favor of the Giants. Just now, DeRocher rather loudly hollered for plate umpire Rob and put up quite a squawk. A lot of talk, but much ado about nothing. And here is Bankhead, the Brooklyn pitcher, up for his first at-bat, and he's a good hitting pitcher. Swings and has a line drive over short out of the left field, and it's in there against the wall for a base hit. Bankhead is running to the second base. It's going to be at least a double. Boy, he really took the toenails off that one. Bingo, big line drive. Bankhead, in his first major league at-bat when he came in with the Dodgers a couple of years ago, hit a home run. So he lines a double off the left field wall and puts for himself the tying run at second base. That's the second Brooklyn hit. Time is called while a sweater is taken out to Bankhead. It's a chilsome afternoon, even though the sun is out, and it's very pleasant sitting in the sun. Stan Strahl, the Brooklyn bat boy, has just carried a jacket, a windbreaker, out the Bankhead. The Dodgers are wearing their home whites, and the Giants are wearing their road grays trimmed in black and orange. Weston is down, giving the sign. Pee Wee Reese, who flied out to left field, his first at bat. He's got 200 so far, 3 for 15. These batting percentages we give you are right up to the time the batter is there at the box. Bankhead, who can run off second, nobody out. Kramer pitches, a curve low outside, ball one. Speaking about our batting percentages, we're very happy on our broadcast to have with us a very competent young statistician, Bob Posati, been with us for the last 3 years now. We're all bad on to give you the best broadcast we can. We got a fellow we want you to meet in the fourth inning, too, that you're going to like. A fellow named Connie Desmond. He and I have only been together 8 years. We're almost on speaking terms. Reese backs out of there. Kramer, who has been just fussing around, now is up on the mound finally. He's in no hurry. Reese leading in. Infield up a step. The pitch is over. Fastball for a called strike above the knees. It was a fastball just a little bit taken off. Kramer is a change of speed pitcher. Sometimes it's hard to detect just whether he's putting on or taking off. The Dodgers are tying run at second. Nobody out. Last of the third inning. The Giants, 2 and Brooklyn, 1. Kramer asks for the sign again. Steps off the rubber. Eyes on. Right-hander sets, pitches, a curve. On the outside corner for a call, second strike. And Reese walks out of there. One ball, two strikes. If you're going in for personal popularity, don't take up the profession of umpiring. Anytime you call a player that's in any ways at all on the borderline, it's as sure as you call it, you're going to have 50% of the fellows in these monkey suits out here unhappy. One ball, two strikes. Wind blowing out to right field.
Reese is a left field hitter as a rule. Pee Wee gets out of there. Gets out of waiting on Kramer. Better right-hander. Comes down. Stops. Delivers. Curve outside. Four ball two. 2-2. For tomorrow's ball game, Jack Collins, business manager of the Dodgers, has advised there will be 14,000 seats of all kinds on sale when the park is open tomorrow. Don Newcomb is to be the starting pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Big giant right-hander. Bob Fedorosian, it might be Marty Kennedy, or it might be Sheldon Jones. Leo said there's a possibility it might even be Hartung, one of the three, probably one of the first two. 2-2 pitch to Reese. Swung on, there's a ground ball down to short. Bankhead's going over third. Dog throws to third base, and Bankhead is out. Dog to Henry Thompson. And Reese holds it first. So that was a nice play. Shortstop Dog over to Thompson. Bankhead figured he could get over there. He runs pretty fast. But as a general rule, when you're in a spot like that, you don't try and go over if that ball's hit ahead of you with less than two outs. In other words, you stay up there. If there's any question about it, you stay at second base. Make the play go to first. So what has happened is the Dodgers have accumulated one out, and their potential tying run is moved from second all the way back to first base. Reese is on at first, scored as a fielder's choice. Bankhead is out at third. There was no force on that play at all. He wasn't forced to go over. The shortstop to the third baseman. And Augie Donatelli, the umpire, was right on top of that play at third, too. He had it. George Schuber, who hit quite a fly ball, but Thompson, who can cover a lot of ground, made quite a catch of it in the first inning. Schuber has one hit for nine at-bats. Of course, if he doesn't pick up, that means that Gene Hermansky would be out there in left field. Rob takes a new ball, rubbing it up. I feel very much toward right. Infield has also swung drastically around toward first base. They play Schuber is tricky, right field hitter. Reese at first, one retired, Giants two, Dodgers one, tying run at first. Right-hander Kramer pitches, and Schuber takes an outside one, about a three-quarter speed pitch to ball one. On and off. Schuber and a crouch. 1-0 pitch. Curve low inside. Ball two. See that Eddie Brannick, the veteran and vulnerable, a very capable road secretary of the New York Giants, has moved over and is sitting with Commissioner Chandler now. Harold Parrott, the young road secretary of the Dodgers, is sitting on the other side of the commissioner, so wish to sort of learn all the facts, I guess, about how the fellows go around this league. I think he knew them already. I see Schuber up there 2-0. Takes a curve low inside for ball three. So Kramer says, give me another ball. Over in the Giant dugout, that is the club box at the third base end of the Giant dugout, Horace Stoneham, the president of the Giants, and his assistant, Gary Schumacher, who's one of the great baseball writers on the New York Journal American before he went there with Stoneham. And Stoneham's friend and fellow who calls up number one Giant Rooter, it might be Toot Shaw. That's it, no there. Here's a 3-0 pitch at 4-4. It's a shooter walk. And Kramer has the tying run behind him at second base again. Walk Schuber right here. That pushes Reese over to second. Second walk given up by Kramer. And the Giants are a little bit starred now. Catcher Weston goes out to the mound. Third baseman Henry Thompson comes over to the mound. There has been no activity down in the Giant bullpen where Herman Franks is holding for. And right now, There's a little merriment going on. A balloon flew out of the left field stands. And Ray Mueller, one of the giant catchers, went out there in left field and had a little trouble trying to catch up with it. Every time he'd lean over for it, some little perverse breeze would blow it away. But he got it. I say, everything happens to Brooklyn. You just wait around. It'll happen yet. But here's Jim Russell. Rather strung, I think, by two different plays out there in center field. One that ball he didn't come up with in the first inning, and let Sankey go from first to second on the fly ball they caught just now. Russell takes the fastball over for a called strike. Russell walked in the first inning. I threw around toward right. Wind is blowing toward right. Now, if Russell would pull one, the wind would be with him. Kramer, of course, trying to keep it from pulling. Infield is up a step or so. Reese at second, Kubrick first, they both get on. Kramer deals, fastball high outside, all one. You put the fellow away from him, you take away to a degree his ability to pull by making him to the other field. Giants leading 2-1. Third and final game of the series tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, here at Ebbets Field. Russell gets out of there. Phew, right, let a home between everyone of Kramer's pitches. Now here's Sankey coming in from second base to the mound. He's going to visit with Kramer. Well, as me, I haven't got any place to go. Till fall. Hit then. At a stand. Now the stocky little second baseman goes jogging back. His father-in-law is the Brooklyn third base coach, Milton Stock. 21 pitch. Curve swung on, hit right down to Sankey, who's up with it over to second of Goff. One out, two on the first base. Double play. That's all. Russell is not having the day-to-day to yesterday. So that closes up matters in the last half of the third inning. The double play is Sankey to Dog and Oliver to Hoffman at first base. No runs, one hit. So Bankhead didn't help himself when he ran over to third base when Reese hit that half-speed ground ball short. Well, folks, Post Serials, very happy to bring you the ball games. Very quickly, let me run over the post scoreboard. At the end of an inning and a half of the Cardinal-Cub game, it is 3-1 in favor of the Cardinals. At the end of five innings, the Phillies and the Braves, it is 1-0 in favor of the Phillies. At the end of five and a half innings of the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game, it is 9-1 in favor of the Pirates, with Beard, Westlake, Fernandez, and Kiner hitting home runs. That gives Westlake 3 for the year and Kiner 2. In the American League, at the end of three innings, Washington is leading the Yankees 4-1. And they got Porterfield out of there in favor of Sanford. At the end of four innings, the Red Sox lead the Athletics 4-0 behind Staub. Chicago and Detroit have begun. White for Chicago and Puderman for Detroit. And it is no score at the end of half an inning. Nothing yet on Cleveland at St. Louis because of the divergence in time. We told you a few moments ago that Connie Dessen was coming on to do the middle of the ball game for you. I don't know of a finer broadcaster and, more important, a finer man. I've often said, and I'll repeat it again, as long as we've got coast-to-coast listening today, anytime Dessen quits, I'm going to go right out with him. So here is Mr. C.J., better known to the trade as Connie Desmond, and friend, he'll con you.
Thank you, Red. Bobby Thompson leading off. Al Dark will follow, and then will come Jack Harshman, the big first baseman. So Dan Bankhead, making his first major league start, has got himself a honey going here. New York out in front, 2-1. Bankhead swings into his windup, comes out, his first pitch, a curveball in there for a strike. Thompson 4-for-9. He was off to a very slow start in the first two games. The Giants played over at the Polo Grounds with Boston. But he's found the range, getting it 4-44. He figures to be one of the big guns in the Giants' attack this year. Comes up almost on the tips of his toes. He levels that stick. Bankhead spins down in through there with a curve. Strike two called. 2-1 the way it stands in favor of New York. Outfield is set up just about straight away here on Bobby, and they're deep. Dalvin Dark waiting on deck. Bankhead serves the strike two pitch, curve outside. Of course, he can afford to throw a couple of waste balls now as he jumped ahead with two quick strikes. Post Orioles, very happy to be sending it all your way. Russell has gone over a few steps into left center field. Now the 1-2 pitch to Thompson. He lays off at a high fastball. The Dodger bat boy is walking down towards the bullpen with some information from Barney Shotton. Should there be any fireworks? Wants a couple of fellas to be up and ready. Now Bankhead throws 2-2 again, swung on and chopped down along the third baseline. Morgan up with it. Bobby scored a Hodges in time. 0-5-3 of your scoring. One away in the top half of the fourth inning. Giants beating the Dodgers 2-1. Sankey opened the ball game with a walk. Lockman singled him on to second base. Thompson got him in with a crack in the left center field, sending Lockman around to third base. And then when Mueller hit into a double play, Lockman scored from third base. That's how the Giants got their two. With one out in the second inning, Hodges unloaded a big four-base blow deep back in the left center field stands. It was quite a wallop. First pitch to Dark is high for ball one. Bankhead, after that wobbly start, has settled down. Not given a hit since Thompson, who was the third man up in the first inning, hit a run in. Bankhead throws again, overhand fastball, whizzed right through there for a call strike. He has a very deceptive, almost swivel hip motion out there on the mound. And he's got a little fancy flutter kick along with it. Dan spins, come down the curve, outside. Dark ran up as if to bunt. Pitch was way wide. Ball two, strike one. Dark hitting at 385, 5 for 13. He and Stanky came to the Giants, you know, in one of the biggest, if not the biggest, winter trade. Sending Sam Webb, Sid Gordon, Willard Marshall, and Buddy Kerr up to the hub. Bankhead shows outside, 3-1. The way it stands now. One down here, top half of the fourth inning. DeRocher walking up and down, scratching away with his spikes there. At third base, Freddie Fitzsimmons coaching at first. Bankhead behind now, ball three, strike one. Pitch way outside, ball four, and Dark is on. Walk number four given up by Dan. Jack Harshman struck out his last time up. Big, tall, gangly first baseman, left-hand hitter. Having a little trouble getting that bat on the baseball, hitting at 167. Hit up 12 times and got a couple of base hits. One of them was a home run at the Polo Grounds against the Braves. Came with a couple on, too. The Giants, you know, have yet to win their first ball game of the 1950 season. Dark at first base. Bankhead's pitch comes down. Harshman steps away from the curveball that broke tight up against him. Ball one. This, you know, is the ballpark that haunts the Giants. Oh, some of the rough ones they've lost over here. Bankhead shows again. Fastball. Come on. Lifted high out towards right field. Perillo goes back as the wind carries it a bit. Now he waits at the base of the wall. Makes the grab. And back to first base comes Dark. That breeze that is blowing out not too strongly towards right field. Got a hold of that. Perillo was standing in front of the scoreboard about five or six steps. And then had to quickly go back about five. Right up at the base of that concrete right field fence to haul it in. Two outs. Brings up the big burly catcher of New York, Wes Westrum. And if Wes knew some place where they sold base hits, he'd be a pretty good customer right now. He's 0 for 7. Down she comes. Curve swung on. Rolling down into the bullpen of New York. Into third base comes Dark, and DeRocher holds him up on a double by Westrum. Well, the only head right now is the fact that he is going to pitch to Kramer, the pitcher. Two men in scoring position. Westrum at second. Alvin Dark at third base. Kramer coming up, swinging a couple of sticks. He used to be a good hitting pitcher. This is the same Jack Kramer who's with the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. He had a great year in 48, won 18 and lost 5. Then in 44, he helped pitch the St. Louis Browns to their first pennant in the World Series, and he won a World Series game, too. Dodger infield laying back, of course. Two away, they're going for the big out here. New York out in front, 2-1, Bankhead into his full swinging windup. Pumps comes down to curveball, but is low under the knees, ball one. First base open. Eddie Stanky's out on deck with a windbreaker on. It's rather chilly in the shadows here at Ebbets Field. Ralph Frank is up throwing down on the bullpen for Brooklyn. Bankhead lines, comes in again with a curveball over for Frank, and it's 1-1. Bright, sunshiny day here in Brooklyn, USA. A few angels up above. Dark jumping down off third base, and a walk is called. Walk is called as Dark jumping down off third, and Bankhead stopped his motion out of the mound. And a walk is called. In comes Dark on the third base, goes Westrum, and out to talk to Scotty Rabb goes a whole mess of Dodgers. Clyde Zuckfort is up appealing the Dodger case. The jury wasn't out long on that one, I'll tell you that. Dark came jumping down off third base. Bankhead, who had started his motion, stopped. The buck was called. In from third base, the score comes Dark, and Westrum moved up a notch. So the score is now 3-1 in favor of New York. The thing that makes it aggravating for the Dodgers, not only the balk, but they're in a pretty good spot to get out of the inning with Kramer, the pitcher, up there. Bankhead winds, down comes another one, swung on, and there's a fly ball hit deep back in the left field. Schubert goes way, 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 way back, but the ball is up in there for a home run. Seats. That gets two more runs over. Well, how about that, huh? Well, Jack Kramer got a hold of a fastball and lofted it back into the left field seats. It just did get in. Batted in the first row. Kramer receives congratulations all the way around. 5-1 in favor of New York. Eddie Stanky was walked both times. Stepping in now. Two out. Three runs over here in the top half of the fourth inning. One scoring on a balk, the other on Jack Kramer's home run. Bankhead now ready to serve his first pitch here to Stanky. Comes down with a swung on and foul back up over our heads behind home plate. Strike one. Well, the Dodgers thought they were in a good spot with a pitcher coming up, but things didn't work out that way. Mr. Kramer was a boy who was in a good spot. Big DC-6 flying over into LaGuardia. Bankhead pitches again a little, Eddie. High inside, ball one. Ball one, strike one. Two out. Mr. Kramer made sure there wasn't anybody on after he swatted that one. Boy, that's the insult supreme. The pitcher hits a home run off you. Curve drops in there for call strike two. Ball one, strike two. 5-1. Favor the Giants. Now, Rocha's got a little smile on his face now. He hasn't had much to smile about this year. Bankhead's next one, a curve that is low. Ball two. Three runs in here in the top half of the fourth inning. 5-1, New York. Post cereals. Happy to be sending it all your way. Say, by the way, have you tried Sugar Crisp yet? Oh, boy, if you haven't, right after the ball game, you better get to your grocery store and stock up. They're the new cereal sensation, added to the great family of Post cereals. Now the 2-2 pitch, and it's over. Call strike three. Frankie is out. Three runs on two hits. Nobody left. Well, here it is, fans, hot off the press. The new 1950 Dodger yearbook, complete with page after page of up-to-the-minute information of your favorite ball club. The Dodgers come alive for you in this book, in stories and in pictures. There are colorful write-ups of all the players, 48 pages of vital statistics, and Post Cereals is arranged to put it in your hands right now when the season's just getting underway. Now, here's all you do. Take the top of any regular-sized Post Cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag and send it with a quarter to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. That's easy, isn't it? And this is the same book that sells for 50 cents at Ebbets Field. So get in on a grand bargain offer. Send 25 cents and a box top from any regular-sized Post Cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. And make sure your name and address is included, won't you? And you'll get your copy of this great Dodger yearbook, Toronto. Back at Ebbets Field now, ready to go on the last half of the fourth inning. New York leading 5-1. Post Cereals sending it all your way. So the Brooks have some work to do. Robinson to lead it off. Jack has been up once and grounded to second base. Buller will follow, and then will come Big Hodges. He's been the one-man assault for Brooklyn today. Big home run. Robinson lays off a pitch that wrinkles outside. Ball one. Bobby Thompson out in center field is shaded over towards right center on Robinson. Lockman is straight away out in left. And Don Mueller, the right fielder, is playing over in front of the scoreboard. Sort of fanned out. Kramer throws a gallo outside. Ball two. New York 5. Brooklyn 1. We have two very slow pitchers working. Ball game in the last half of the fourth inning, and it's an hour and a half old. Kramer kicks him down. Another one on the outside edge for a call strike. 2-1. Branca continues to throw down on the bullpen. The Dodgers get down deep enough, they may hit for Bankhead, or maybe this will be all for Dan. We'll have to wait and see. That's Shotten's job, not mine. Now the 2-1 pitch, swung on and bounced Foley down towards short. Third baseman Thompson is over, up with it and goes to first for the out. I don't think Dart could have made the play. Henry Thompson hustled over, cutting in front of the short fielder, scooped it up, and threw him out. 5-3 of your scoring. One away now as Carl Perillo steps in. Shortstop Dart threw him out. Carl led off the second inning. Willow waiting. First pitch, a let up one. Swung on and hit down into the hole between second and third. There's a long throw by Dart. In time. A bang banger over at first base. Oberillo is out on a fine play by Blackie Dart. Al had to go into the hole, and that's the toughest play for a shortstop to make. Over to the right, scoop up the ball deep, then turn and make the throw accurately and in time. And Perillo, one of the fastest men on the squad. So you can see that Mr. Dart not only had a tough play, but he made it. Two down. Gil Hodges splashed a big home run with one away in the second inning. His second of the year. The Dodgers' lone tally is up. Gil batting at 727. Pitch outside. Ball one. two down here. Last of the fourth inning, 5-1 New York. Kramer sends another one through there for a call strike. Ball one, strike one. The picket line of the Giants are deep and around into left. Inner defense playing back deep. Got a fellow up there, Gil Hodges, can really overpower that baseball. Now the 1-1 pitch, overhand fastball, down the corner, the strike two call. The way Kramer's pitching today, it's hard to believe that the Red Sox, who need pitching very badly, would cut him loose. He's got it today so far. So you got to get him in the clubhouse. Oh, they're yours. Hodges swings and misses on a let-up curve. Boy, that really had him hands up. So down he goes, a-waving. First strikeout, by the way, for Big Kramer. And the Dodgers go out, trailing 5-1. Manager Shotton, who plays things pretty close to the vest, decided that Bankhead had had enough. Had two bad innings, the first and the fourth. You can't have many. While he was in there, he walked four, struck out three, gave up five runs, and but four hits. Well, Ralph Branca firing him down out there. Big Ralph was in 34 ball games last year, won 13 and lost 5. Lives in nearby Mount Vernon, New York. He's a big guy, 6'3", 220 pounds. And down in the Dodger bullpen, Jack Banta, a right-hander, is up and throwing. So let's see what the Giants will do here in the top half of the fifth inning. Lockman, Thompson, and Mueller will be coming up in that order. 5-1, New York. Host Cereals, very happy to be your host this afternoon. Pitch swung on is a high pop fly ball that Reese is calling for down near third and takes it to the out. The Lockman is retired by Blanca, who comes out here in the fifth inning on one pitch. Bobby Morgan, the third baseman, could have made the play too, but Reese, the shortstop, was angling over and had a better shot at it. So the Dodger captain went in for the catch. One away, top of the fifth. And Henry Thompson with a perfect afternoon. A single and a walk is up. Hitting at 444. 4-for-9. Left-hand hitter. Steps away from the fastball inside. Franker was troubled with a bad arm. Down at Vero Beach, the Dodgers' spring training quarters. Finally had to have abscessed tooth taken care of. And then the arm trouble disappeared. So Ralph is ready to go. And Shotton has dropped him in here in a relief role. Ralph throws again and gets it in for a call strike. Now the 1-1 pitch, a let-up curve, too high. Ball two. One out. Top half of the fifth inning. Giants 5, the Dodgers 1. Franca turns, comes down with another pitch, and this one is Nixon. I'll make that officially ball four. It's awful close. Official score says no, ball four. No hit batsman. So if you're scoring, put a W down next to Thompson's name. Up there now is Don Mueller, the right fielder. Dodgers infield in double play depth. Thompson goes down to second. Pitch swung on and rolled out to Robinson. Jack Stroh is to first base, and Henry now is down at the pickup post. That was a hit-and-run play, and all Jack could do was make his play to first base because Thompson was off as Franca came down with his pitch. Mueller also hit it rather slowly out toward second base. There was no chance for a double play. Bobby Thompson, who took call strike three in the first inning and grounded out to Morgan his last time up third. two out. Top half of inning five. Score 5-1. In favor of New York. First pitch to Thompson. Swung on a dribble slowly down along the third baseline. Morgan's got to come fast. Picks it up close to first, not in time. A squibber down along the third baseline. Riker came off the mound. He could not feel the ball as it trickled by him. Morgan had to come all the way. Made a bare hand pickup and an underhand throw over to Hodges, but not in time. And Thompson, who can fly, they nicknamed him the Flying Scot, you know, outlegged it for a base knock. On to third base comes Henry Thompson. So Frank is in trouble right now with a good hitter coming up, Blackie Dark. Al struck out his first time and walked the last. Batter continues to throw down there to Sam Nairn's big mitt. The Dodger bullpen along the right field line. Dark, right-hand hitter, runners on at first and third. Two out here. Dark plays off a high fastball, ball one. Dark getting a 385. Outfield shifted into left. Although Dark sprays a lot of base hits in the right field. Franca holds his stretch, checks both runners, pitches, swung on and hit out to short. Reaches up with it, throws to Robinson. They get a fourth play on Thompson. No runs, one hit. Two men left on. A friend, you may ask, is there any difference in cornflakes? Oh, man, there's a world of difference. Yes, fans, you taste Post Toasties and see if it isn't better than any other cornflakes you've ever eaten. And it's Post Toasting that makes the difference. You'll say Post Toasties are the freshest, the crispiest, most delicious cornflakes you ever put on the breakfast table. So the next time you're at your grocer's, don't ask for cornflakes. Ask for Post Toasties, the better cornflakes. They're eating proof that it's Post for flavor, Post for freshness, and Post for the most of everything good in cereals. Do you remember that, won't you, Mother? Post Toasties. You can probably hear a little stirring around Ebbets Field. They just posted five big runs for the New York Yankees in the last half of the fifth inning. And they now move out in front of Washington by the score of 6-5. Well, those Yankees have really been knocking in runs, haven't they? Here we can duck in some more scores for you. The Red Sox in Philadelphia at the end of five innings are tied up 4-4. Staubs against Kellner in that ballgame. Chicago and Detroit have just started. Bill White for the White Sox. Art Hudeman for Detroit. Chicago failed to score on their half of the first inning. Bobby Feller going for Cleveland against St. Louis's Stubby Overmeyer. Pick up the National League as we go along here. Bobby Morgan leading off for the Dodgers, 5-1 in favor of New York. Kramer comes down his first pitch, let up curveball that is swung on and foul tipped back. Jack Mata continues to throw down in the bullpen. The National League for the Cardinals, it is Jerry Staley who won his first start. Cardinals have three, Chicago one. Boys Hill started, Vandermeer in the first, and Paul Minner, the former Dodger, in the third inning. Philadelphia one, Boston nothing at the end of five innings. Kurt Simmons for the Phillies, Warren Spahn for the Braves. Kramer takes too much time, and Morgan backs up. Pittsburgh having a picnic at Forbes Field, leading Cincinnati 9-1. They're knocking home runs over that short left field fence, too, out in Mr. Greenberg's Gardens, as they call it. Morgan takes high. Beard hit a home run in the second inning with one on. His first of the year. Wally Westlake hit his third in the third inning with nobody on. Danny Fernandez hit one in the fourth with nobody on, his first. Ralph Kiner hit one in the fourth with a man on, his second. Kramer, triple pumping out there, kicks up, comes down the pitch, swung on, and hit through out into center field for a base hit. Morgan lacing into that one for his eighth major league hit. Line single. Blackie Dark made a stab at it, but he couldn't get to the ball. And it brings up Campanella. And that base hit also arouses the crowd here at Ebbets Field. Well, there are a lot of kids here today, and they're here letting you know they're here. Well, there's no better way that I know of for young people to spend a Saturday afternoon but at a ballpark someplace. Or play the game themselves. Morgan on at first base. Jack Harshman comes in to cover the inside corner of the bag to keep him close. Kramer now to a stretch, pitches to Roy, and the ball gets away from Mushroom. Morgan splashed to second and holds up. Ball skidded in the dirt, and Western was able to partially block it to keep it from going behind. Cal Abrams is out on deck to hit for Branca, so it looks like Matter will be coming on to be the third Dodger pitcher in this ballgame. Big Jack now comes to his stop position. Morgan down off first base. The pitch to Campanella, swung on, hit down to third, and a two Thompson blast out of the left field. Morgan comes on down to second base, and an error is charged. Henry Thompson, the Giant third baseman, got in front of it, and the ball went right through his legs on into left field, and he's charged with a boot. So the Dodgers see a little light as Cal Abrams now comes up, and DeRocher is going to the mound. First error of the ball game. DeRocher is out of the mound with his catcher, Weston. Eddie Stanky has come in from second base. Now they're all surrounded by Mr. Kramer, who's big enough. The old gag about Jack is once you're on Kramer, it's twice around Long Island. Well, a little conference out of the mound breaks up. DeRocher comes walking back to the Giant dugout, which is situated to the left of home plate here at Ebbets Field on the third base side. Dodgers along the first baseline. So Cal Abrams comes up to hit for Ralph Branca. And it'll mean this batter will be coming on. He's throwing alone down in the bullpen. Kramer to his stretch. Pitch into Abrams, a low curve, the ball one. Cavanella out at first base. Morgan is at second, thanks to the error by the third baseman, Henry Thompson. That ball was hit sharply down the third and swiftly enough to start a very easy double play. The Dodgers will take runners any way they can get them against this Kramer. Ball one to count. Abrams, big, strong, left-hand hitter, lives right here in Flatbush. Now Kramer's pitch, fastball outside, ball two. 2-0 the count. New York leading the Dodgers 5-1, and the Brooks trying to battle their way back here. The air has opened the door for them, and let's see if Abrams here now can continue on. Reese is out on deck. Nobody out. Morgan down at second. Campanella at first base. Post cereal's your host. Hey, mothers, you put Sugar Crisp down on that grocery order of yours? Well, if you haven't, you better do it. Right now. Now the 2-0 pitch. Curveball on the inside corner for a strike. Ball two, strike one. Banner continues to throw. He wants to be ready when he comes in. Sheldon Jones, a right-hander, warming up for New York. Not along the left field line. Kramer to his stretch, stops. Pitches 2-1, and Abrams swings and misses. Strike two. What a ripple. To unwind him. Ball two, strike two. Billy Cox is here with a ball club, but not in uniform. That bad back of his. Still kicking up on him. 2-2 count. Kramer trying to get pinch hitter Cal Abrams. Cal sets a stick. Kramer serves to him. Over. He got it. A beacon. There's nothing more embarrassing for a pinch hitter to go up there and take call strike three. Well, DeRocher's out at the mound once again. Pee Wee Reese coming up, bringing a couple of sticks. Well, the last board of directors meeting for New York worked out all right for them. They went out there, talked it over, and struck out Abram. So the Roachers decided, well, if it's good once, I might as well try it again. Kramer, of course, you know, just coming into this league, is not too well acquainted with these hitters. The Roacher has been around a long time. It tells him the series of pitches he wants. Bob Morgan down at second base. Roy Campanella at first with one out here. Last of the fifth inning. And the Giants leading the Dodgers 5-1. Kramer now goes to work on Reese. Right-hand hitter. First pitch off the corner. Ball one. Pee-wee's having a tough time starting. He has three base hits out of 16 at-bats for a very low percentage of 1.88. And when you get about $35,000 a year, you just don't hit 1.88. Kramer taking his time. He's in a spot here and wants to wiggle out of it. Batter's just about ready. Throwing a couple of leisurely pitches. Both runners lead away now. The pitch, Reese takes the curve outside. That was awful close. Reese didn't know whether to go at it or not. Checked his swing, and it flipped outside. Slider. Ball two. Sheldon Available Jones, as he is known to the trade. Right-hander tuning up for New York. Now the ball two, offering low outside. Ball three. The Pirates upended Cincinnati this afternoon, 9-2. That's the final score. Bob Chesney winning his first game of the year. He lost one, the opening day assignment against St. Louis. Pittsburgh 9 runs, 12 hits in an error. Cincinnati 2 runs, 8 hits in no error. Pirates great home runs all over the place. Kramer. Bowles comes down the pitch on the corner for a strike. 3-1 now on Reese. And Pee-wee takes a long look down to Milton Stock, coaching at third base, to see what they want him to do about this one. Big pitch for Kramer. There it is. Low outside, ball four, and hold it up. Kramer walks Reese, and that pushes Morgan around to the far turn. Campanella goes to the middle stop, and Reese is at first base with one down here in the last half of the fifth inning. George Cuba, who's been trying to battle his way on this ball club, could endear himself to the hearts of many a Flatbush follower by nudging one right now. They're stacked up for him. Kramer doesn't have a place to put anybody else. Now his first pitch to Shuba, a curveball drops on the inside corner for a strike. Boy, listen to those umpires in the stands. The order will be three men are going to get paid for doing their job today of calling balls and strikes and outs. Or safe. Messrs. Rob, Barlick, and Donatello. Strike one on Shuba, left-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. There again, strike two call. Shuba is 1-for-9, getting it 1-11. One look ahead, Jimmy Russell, the switch hitter, is out on deck. Here's the pitch. Curves home on it. A little weak foul ball hit off first base. Parchman under it and takes it for the out. No two outs. Cuba uppercutting the curveball, fouled up and into the mitt of Jack Harshman, the Giant first baseman. Jimmy Russell, what a big day yesterday, having a little trouble today. Hit into a double play and walked. Also had a little action in the outfield, a fly ball that he misjudged dropped in front of him for a base hit off Lockman's bat in the first inning. And then Stanky, who is not a speed merchant, picked up and moved from first to second on a fly ball that was hit to not too deep center field. Well, all of that would be forgotten. Mr. Russell can unload here. Two out. New York 5, Brooklyn 1. Banta now has finished up in the bullpen and is walking in towards the Dodger bench. Kramer into his windup, kicks him down the pitch outside. Ball one. Russell, 2-for-5 in this young season. Figures out that he's hitting for 400. Switch hitter batting left-handed against Kramer's right-hand stuff. Outfield swung way around in the right. Infield laying back. Right side very deep. Harshman Stanky. Ball one. Kramer ready to deal off another one. Here's the pitch. High outside fastball. Ball two. Reese at first base. Campanella at second. And Bobby Morgan at third with two down. That's the picture here. A nice Saturday afternoon crowd looking on. And post-serials sending it all your way. And friends, have you tried Sugar Crisp yet? Boy, if you haven't, you're missing a sensational breakfast treat. Talk of the country. Sugar Crisp. Another great post-serial. Kramer goes outside, ball three. Three nothing count on Jimmy Russell. Jackie Robinson on deck. Dodgers are taking any way they can get him. This, you know, the most heated rivalry in baseball. Giants and Brooklyn. Now the 3-0 pitch, and it is on the corner for a strike. Kramer hanging on the edge out there. He's got a 4-run lead. 5-1 New York. Russell, after picking off his sign from Milton Stock, coaching down at third base, steps back in again. Kramer now goes into his pumping motion. Count 3-1. Here's the pitch. Quick control. Third ball dropped in there. So after three bad pitches, Kramer has got two good ones in there. One a fastball and the other a curve. They run the count all the way down, and now the merry-go-round will start. Full count. Two out, bases loaded. They'll be off and running at Ebbets Field. Morgan at third, Campanella at second, Reese at first. Two out. Everybody goes. Kramer into his full windup. Here comes a pitch, and it is low for ball four. Oh, and it's rushing. The rip off his hat. Kramer comes running down off the mound. And Mr. Rob right now is getting a verbal going over. Scotty slips his mask off and walks away. Western, however, follows right along with him. So Russell walks on a 3-2 pitch to force in Morgan. Campanella comes on to third base. Reese goes to second. Russell to first. And it is now a 5-2 ball game. DeRocher goes to the mound. It's kicking away at the dirt out there. And things are hot. A 5-2 ball game, the way it stands right now. Jimmy Russell just walking with a track soaked. Austin Morgan. And you must credit Russell with a run batted in, by the way, to keep him score. And brings up Jackie Robinson, the National League defending batting king. Well, a big blow to get the Dodgers right back in this one. 5-2 in New York. Kramer waddling around in trouble out there. Big Jack kicks him down a pitch way outside, ball one. Sheldon Jones still warming up for New York. Batta, who will go on to pitch the top of the sixth inning, is already ready. Sitting on the Dodger bench right now. Robinson up. 0 for 2 today. Go outside, curveball, ball 2. Jack grounded to second base and to third in his two previous trips. Sitting at 462, 6 for 13. Now let's spot the bump on the seventh hit.
One out, and there's a looper that is going out into center field for a base hit.
Campanella home to score. Reese is in to score, and in the third base standing goes Russell. Center field. Stanky went out. He couldn't get to it. It dropped in. And then as the ball hit on the turf of the outfield grass, it had so much spin on it that it almost went at right angles towards right center field. I could take a good 9-iron and knock it up on the green. He goes up and growls. You mean you hope it's there? So the Dodgers right back in it. They've got 3 runs in the bank here in the last half of the fifth. Time run is out at third base and brings up Carl Farrillo. 5-4, New York. Aren't you glad you came along? Jack Vanna has now gotten up and gone back down to the bullpen. He's been hot and cold. Carl Farrillo up. Both times he's grounded to short. 0-2. Robinson down off first. Here's a pitch. One out and miss. Carl tried a second swing, but went around. Strike one. Jimmy Russell with a tying tally is at third base. We have another final score. Bob Elliott came up with a home run in the last half of the eighth inning to beat the Phillies 3-2. And Warren Spahn gets his second win of the year. So Elliott is the big man in the hub tonight. He can bust it. The Dodgers know. Barillo swings and makes it. The right field. The base knock. Robinson makes his turn at second. Here comes a throw to third, but Jack is in standing. Carl Barillo gets the Dodgers even at 5 runs with a line single into right. I think that also is going to get Mr. Jack Kramer out of there. The Rochester is slowly walking to the mound. Leo, with his head bowed, his hands on his hips, walks to the mound. He hasn't pointed out to the bullpen yet. He wants to give Jones a chance to throw about 3 more warm-up pitches. And now there's the motion to the left field bullpen. Mr. Sheldon Jones, you're available for duty. Jones out. Now he's officially in the ballgame. Rocher goes back to the dugout. The Giants, you know, have not won a ballgame this year. They've got 3. 1 to the Dodgers and 2 to the Braves in their opening series at Polo Grounds. And with Kramer pitching along behind a 5-1 lead, things were rather pleasant in the Giant dugout. And then, Jones is tuning up out there in the hill. I'll tell you a little bit about him. Jones, in 42 ball games last year with New York, won 15 and lost 12. He had an earned run average of 3.35. He was born out in Tecumseh, Nebraska. Now makes his home at York, Nebraska. 6-footer, about 180 pounds, right-hander. This is his first relief job of the year. Started a ball game and lost it. So he has a record of no wins and 1 setback. Well, he's all tuned up. Says he's ready. We'll see. Gil Hodges, with a home run his first time up with 1 out in the second inning and struck out the last time, is a man he'll be serving him up to. And Jack Batty, who's pitched half a ball game already in the bullpen, is going at it again. All these days in Brooklyn. Both serials happy to be sending you this scorcher. 5-5 tie in the last half of the fifth inning. Ball game 2 hours and 15 minutes old. Outfield deep and around to the left as Big Hodges comes up. Robinson down off third base. Rillo off at first. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. The Dodgers have their two running champions out there. It's a good spot for a double stealer. They want to work it that way. But they got a good hitter up there, too. Well, if you're a manager, what would you do? Two out. If I was a manager, I'd look for my paycheck every month and do it happen. Jones comes to his top position. Here's a pitch. Curve outside. Ball one. Robinson jockeying up and down on third base. It always gets the fans going. Speaking of managers and the tough job of it is, you know, there are six new managers in the International League this year. Six of them. Hodges, big, strong Hoosier. Robinson jumping off third. The pitch way outside. Gets away from Weston. No advance, however. Ball two, strike one. Last half of the fifth inning. The Dodgers with four runs have tied the ball game. 5-5. Robinson still taking that long jumping lead down off third base. Henry Thompson, the third baseman of New York, is playing back rather deep. Jones standing on the mound, now goes to his stretch position. Robinson jockeying around to throw to first base, and Perillo is the one that has to get back. Kyle was rather half fascinated by Robinson jumping off third base, and Jones wheeled around and dealt one over to Harshman, and Kyle had to go back hands first. Now Kyle leads away again. Robinson down off third base. Here's the 2-1 pitch. One out and miss. Ooh, Hodges took a cut at that one like he was going to knock it over to Eastern Parkway. Ball two, strike two. Those of you around the country, Eastern Parkway is about four blocks from here. Jones, ready. Here's the 2-2er. Inside, ball three. So with two out, Perillo will be going. Robinson, of course, at third base. Will have to play it safe. Henry Thompson, the third baseman, now comes over to talk to Sheldon Jones. The official played attendance today, 19,067. Harold Parrott, the traveling secretary of the Dodgers, gracefully bringing it up here. Now Robinson with that big, long, tantalizing lead down off third base. All ready to go. Here's the pitch. Perillo goes. It's full strike two. Well, the Dodgers get even with four big tallies on one, two, three base hits. One giant error, a costly one that opened the door, and the Dodgers sneaked in for four. And there were two walks. They were costly, too. One of them forced in a run. Kept the inning alive. Set it up for Robinson's single to get two in, and Perillo's single into right field to score Russell with a tying run. And that is that. Top half of the sixth inning. Jack Fanta now pitching for the Dodgers. Well, Fanta doesn't need to throw many warm-up pitches. All he's hoping is that he didn't lose his ball game right down in the bullpen. It's been done before. It's like the old gag he used to tell on Bill Terry in the last game of the World Series when he had Carl Hubble down in the bullpen and never used it. They lost the ball game. The question was, what were they saving Hubble for? Certainly not the senior prom. The first pitch now to the big first baseman, Jack Harshman, is outside, ball one. Batter, you know, who was a hero on the last day at Philadelphia last year, coming out in relief after Big Newcomb had blown a five-run lead. Batter went on to pitch the Dodgers to a 9-7 win and the pennant. Gets his curveball over the outside corner for a strike. Batter had a little teeth trouble, too, this year. Better have a couple impacted wisdom teeth pulled. I think he's got one more to come. Curve high outside, ball two. And he had the aches and the pains. Didn't do much work down at Dodger Town at Vero Beach. Slowly had to work himself into shape, and he's all right now. Kicks come down to pitch full on and fouled away over near the Dodger bat rack. Coke Cereal. Your host today, friends. Archman, Westrum, and Jones will be coming up in that order. Nobody's joined down in the New York bullpen. That'll be the order. Outfield shifted around and to right. Curveball that sticks Harshman's bat and then skips behind. 2-2. All two, strike two. Giants and the Dodgers go at it in game three tomorrow. We'll be here in 20 minutes for strike three. Chase a fastball that was hopping. No, the second time Harshman has struck out. Rocher has been alternating Harshman and Lafeda at first base during spring training at Phoenix. And on their swing through the country and back to the Polo Ground. And with Harshman a waving like that, Mr. Lafeda may get a chance. Westrum, the catcher, up. Looks at a curveball over for a strike. Manor has a very deceptive sidearm wheeling delivery. He really crossbars. Curveball sharply breaking outside. Ball one. Clarence Podbelen, who won his first start in the Major League down at Philadelphia the other day, is going down on the bullpen now. Curve swung out and foul back up over our head. Vanna was in 48 ball games in Brooklyn last year, won 10 and lost 6. From Hutchinson, Kansas, 6'2 and a half, 171 pounds. That's his fastball, two never called, strike three. He barreling that apple. So Vanna comes on, maybe the long warm up, the thing he needs. Struck out Harshman and Westrum, and now goes to work on the pitcher. Two out, top half of the sixth inning. Got a 5-5 humdinger. Squirming here at Ebbets Field. Osurio sending it all your way. That is curveball to the pitcher, Sheldon Jones, is blown away for ball one. Campanella back on the plate, handling Big Jack. Fastball, it's in there for a call strike. 1-1. That's a tough right field right now. Sun dropping down back to the stands. Frillo's got his sunglasses on, you can bet. Another curve, a thriller. Ball one, strike two. Chicago Cubs came up with 5 runs in the last half of the fifth inning against the Cardinals. And lead 6-4. That's all right for the Dodgers. Another curveball, low inside, ball two. When a pitcher pitches to a pitcher, it's curve, curve, curve. And that's all that Jack has been showing up here to Sheldon Jones. Now the 2-2 pitch, here it is, swung on and foul, right up and over our heads. We were ready to move. Johnny Durr didn't know which way to go here. It's straight up. See, our radio booth here at Ebbets Field is wide open. Now the 2-2 again, swung on and grounded down the short. Reese up with it. The throw to first in time. And that is that. Manic the time to put the Giants down. 1-2-3 in the top half of the sixth inning. New York, 5 and the Dodgers, 5. Friends, you may ask, have the Dodgers been improved over last year? Well, time alone can answer that one. The question number two, have post-serials been improved? And the answer to that one is a good, strong yes, in more ways than one. Now, take that great new triple wrap package. That, my friends, is what brings post-serials to your breakfast table fresher than ever before. In fact, guaranteed fresh. There's a sealed inner wrap, and then there's the sealed carton itself, and the sealed outer wrap. 3 separate wrappings that bring you your post cereal so fresh they taste just toasted. So you try any one of our nourishing, swell-tasting post cereals, and if you don't agree it's the freshest-tasting cereal you ever enjoyed, well, Post will give you triple your money back. That's fair enough, isn't it? Now remember then, when you get Post, you get the most of everything good in cereals. So let's see what goes here now in the last half of the sixth. The Dodgers batted around the last time with Morgan starting it off. Let's see what they can do here. Right-hand hitter. First pitch to Bobby is up high by Jones for ball one. Jones into his windup, kicks him down with another one, and down goes Morgan. Caught up around the peak of his cap. Bobby's really been the jack-in-the-box for the Dodgers. He was up and down at Philadelphia. And boy, was he moaning coming back on the bus to the hotel the other night. When Big Hodges got up and slammed a home run on the left field seat, Morgan came up, the next man, and they low-bridged him. He said, what kind of a game is this? Hodges hits the home run, and I take the rap for it. Pitch is way outside for ball three. Jones comes down again, and Morgan has to almost squat again. Ball four. High upstairs. So Jones walks the leadoff man for the Dodgers in the last half of the sixth inning. Bobby Morgan. Roy Campanella comes up. Campanella steps in now. Jones ready to work. Morgan taking his lead down off first base. Now the pitch to Campanella, swung on and hit foul back into the seats. That went in there like a rocket. Campanella started to swing, checked his bat, but held it right there in the strike zone, and the ball came down, hit the stick, and then skidded back like a shot into the stands. Strike one. New York 5, Brooklyn 5. That's the way this one stands here in the last half of the sixth. Nobody out, and Bobby Morgan on at first base. Here's a pitch. Campanella swings. Ooh, what a ripper. Strike two. Mattia Kennedy, who was originally scheduled to start today's ball game, is now up and showing down on the bullpen. Both clubs coming with some of their top men. A 5-5 deadlock here. Throw to first base. Morgan back with a couple of quick steps. Jones holding a stretch, pitches into Roy, and it's high inside, and Roy has to get down and away from it. Ball one, strike two. Campanella, right-hand swinger, got that big power. 3-for-9. He's hit one home run. Now the pitch to Roy. He checks his swing on a curveball that dropped low outside. Ball two, strike two. All the St. Louis Cardinals answered back after Chicago got 5 runs in the last half of the fifth inning. They came up with 2 of their own in the top half of the sixth inning. Got themselves up there in a 6-6 deadlock. John infield in double play position. Harshman still holding the sack tightly against Bobby Morgan. Young rookie comes down with a short lead. Jones pitches into the plate. Over the cross by three. So he was serving up some dipsy-doos here to Campanella and caught him looking. Call strike three. And here comes Jack Mata. Call Kansen, walking up towards home plate. He's a pretty good hitting pitcher. One out, Morgan waiting to be moved at first base. The same Bobby Morgan, who won the most valuable player award of the International League and also the batting crown. Been playing fine ball for the Dodgers all spring. Got off to a good start in the big leagues, too. Curveball down under the knees, the big, tall batter. Jack, as we told you, a big string bean, 6'2 and a half, weighs about 170 pounds. Morgan with his lead again. Jones checks in. The pitch to the plate is high outside. Ball two. Sheldon, who will see a lot of relief work and starting assignments this year, has lost one ball game. This is his first relief job. Thompson playing almost a straightaway center field. Don Mueller, the right fielder, is going over towards right center. Jones ready to deliver 2-0 to Banta. Does way out. Ball three. The Giants 5 and the Dodgers 5. One down in the last half of the sixth inning. Post cereal, bringing it all to you. And mother, don't forget Sugar Crisp, the new cereal sensation. Another fine post cereal. Banta with the count his way, 3-0, will be taking. Jones now steps off the mound, looking out towards the left field bullpen. Banta, in turn, just takes one step out of the batter's box. Now he's back in again, and Jones ready to work. Morgan with his lead once more. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Oh, outside. Ball four. The batter, without looking at a strike, is on at first base, and that pushes Morgan up a notch to second. Westrum goes to the mound, and Reese walks up to the plate. Reese up there, dodges with two mates aboard. Pitch a fastball down inside. Ball one. Morgan, who opened up with a walk. Strikeout by Campanella, sandwiched in with another walk to Banta. And the Dodgers have something to cook in here. One out. 5-5 tie. Jones waiting around. A little control difficulties right now. Check second base. Goes to Reese. And Pee-wee takes down inside again. Ball two. Reese hitting at 188. Walked his last time up. Hit into a force play and fly to left field. And now DeRocher has switched his bullpen and has Kirby Higbee and Andy Hansen up throwing. A couple of right-handers. Jones pitches the plate, swung on, and ground ball is hit through inside third base. There's Morgan around third base, coming out in to score, and Banta goes into third base. He's held up on a double by Reese. Unnots it. And Brooklyn leads now 6-5. A double inside third base. Lockman had a little difficulty picking that ball up as it rattled around out of the bullpen. Maddox stuttering into third base. Morgan scooted around to dent the base. The Dodgers lead 6-5. And Jones getting his lumps. Timely double by Pee-wee. That for Reese is his first run batted in this year. George Shuba going to get an intentional pass. Well, they're pitching wide to him. Ball two. First base is open, so they'll load him up with one out. Take a chance on getting the double play and getting out of a big inning. Ball three. And ball four, go ahead. So Shuba throws the stick away and runs on down to first base. The Dodgers lead 6-5 in the last half of the sixth inning. Banta with his windbreaker on, standing on at third base. Reese, who sent the run in and got Jack to third with his double, is at second base. And Shuba, who has just intentionally passed at first and brings up switch hitting Jimmy Russell. Jones pitched to him. Curve in there for a strike. One out. The Giant inner defense now, laying back, looking for that double play ball if they can get it. The Dodgers leading 6-5. One out, last of the sixth. Jones pitch, curveball, up tight against the letters. Ball one. Ball one, strike one. Boy, this has been a humdinger. Seesaw, up and down, hammer and tongs all afternoon. Jones throws a curve, swung on and dribbled out along the first baseline. Harshman up at the close of the plate. In time for the fourth play on Banta. Everybody else moves up one. Reese coming on to third. Shuba going into second of the slide. And on at first base is Jimmy Russell. Dribbler to Harshman, who made the right play. He came to the plate and got the force. And Robinson, who came up with a big base hit the last time up, gets a big hand as he goes moving in again with the bases loaded again. 6-5. Favor the Dodgers. Two out here in the last of the sixth inning. Jack up, right-hand hitter. Jones pitched to him, and there's a punt. Close for a base. Henry Thompson up with it, close to second for the force play on Jimmy Russell. But Thompson making a smart play. Charged that bunt off the bat of Robinson and threw to second base, Stanky in time. And they get Russell coming down from first base. The Dodgers move out in front. They get a run on a hit. They leave three men, and there were no Giant errors. So at the end of six complete, the Dodgers out in front by the score of 6-5. Now once again for Post Aerials, here's the old redhead, Red Bog.
Thank you, Connie. You've been sort of busy, haven't you?
Oh, quite a day.
Well, for all you folks around the country, here we go into the seventh inning. Ed Stanky takes inside for ball one. Maybe you don't know how the Dodgers and the Giants play. Now you're beginning to find out. This is a pretty good sample. They just play all day and half the night. Of course, under the league rules, they can turn the lights on, keep on going. Pitch over for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Stanky first up from the seventh. Jack Banta, the third of Brooklyn's pitchers, and it's up to Banta to win or lose the game. Brooklyn ahead 6-5. Stanky swings, lines it over third, under left field, in for a base hit. Schuber blocks the ball, then has it got away from him. Stanky, however, holds up at first, realizes he can't go to second, so it's just the hit. Stanky is single out into left field, and the tying run is thus put on immediately by the Giants. Stanky's on for the third time today. Two walks and a base hit. 6-5 Brooklyn. Mighty Lachman stepping in and looks down to the third base coaching box where the MGR DeRocher is. Gets the orders whether to butt, what to do. Fans Pat Beelan, young rookie right-hander, who won the second game of the season for the Dodgers, is in the bullpen. Lachman swings, a line drive, Hodges grabs his steps on first base for an immediate double play. Before you could detail it. There was a wicked line drive. First baseman Hodges grabbed it in his mitt. That big meat hand stepped on the bag. Pow, just like that. Happened so quickly, DeRocher didn't even know he didn't have any base runner anymore. That's almost as quick as the way Post Sugar Crisp Pacelli. That's the brand new one. Boy, it has taken over. Okay, here we go now with third baseman Henry Thompson, who made the key error back in Brooklyn's four-run fifth inning. Left-hand hitter. Takes a curve low inside, ball one. Second double play in the game for the Dodgers, and their fourth of the year. Hodges, unassisted, on the line drive, first baseman. There's a high drive hit deep out toward right center field. It's going way back out there. It is over into Bedford Avenue for a big home run. And it's a brand new ball game, and Henry Thompson knocks it, and to his home will be sent a case of Sugar Crisp. Oh, he hit it high over that 40-foot screen in right center field. So it's all even at 7-7. Just give Thompson a run for a perfect day. He had a single and two walks, and now he has his home run. And this gives Henry 5 hits out of 10 at-bats. It's his fourth run batted in and third home run of the season. He's leading the Giants in the extra bases. Don Mueller up. Batter's pitch is a curve over for a call strike. Brand new ball game. Big home run by Henry Thompson. He got it. As a ball hit down the right field corner, Perello goes over, jumps to make a one-handed catch at the base of the concrete wall. And the Giants really hit the batter very hard to only come out of there with just one run. Everybody up there hit that ball. Double play broke the back of it. One run, two hits. So she's all tied, 6-6. But the ball game is bigger and better than ever, isn't it? And folks, the 1950 Dodger yearbook is bigger and better than ever. And it's brought your way by Post Cereals. Now, wherever you are, listen, here's a wonderful new book for you Dodger fans, for baseball lovers everywhere. Pictures galore, up-to-the-minute statistics about every player on the Brooklyn team. And you'll enjoy owning a copy because it's a fine way to get acquainted with every man on the roster right from his first day in baseball. And to be sure to get your Dodger yearbook right away, here's what you do. Send a box top from any regular-sized Post cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag together with a quarter to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. And we'll have your book coming your way within a couple of days. It's the very same book that sells at Ebbets Field for 50 cents. Carl Perello, first up, last of the seventh. Sheldon Jones, the right-hander on the mound for New York. His game to win or lose, too. 6-6 tie. Curve, low outside. Ball one. A couple of young, hard-throwing right-handers are going at it now. Gladys Gooding at the electric organ here at Ebbets Field. Just played my old Kentucky home as a tribute to Mr. Chandler, who's attending today's game. Pass ball over for a far strike. 1-1. Jones, right-handed, delivers. Perello swings and misses. Strike two. 1-2. 1-2. Jake Pittman, coaching on his 56th birthday at first base. Milton Stott, who happens also to be Eddie Stanky's father-in-law, coaching at third. Sheldon Jones, who a couple of years ago was a professional fighter, then decided baseball was a better athletic enterprise. Sheldon Jones on the mound. Dark brown eyes. Perello leans in. Curve is outside, and it is ball two. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Pittsburgh has defeated Cincinnati 9-2. The Braves, who now won 3 out of 3, knocked off the Phillies 3-2. Fastball inside, and the count is 4. 3-2 to Perello. Call is 1-for-3. He's single in the fifth inning. Tied the ball game at that point, 5-5. Dodgers had a run in the sixth to go ahead 6-5, and Henry Thompson just smacked one for the Sugar Crisp to tie it up 6-6. Call strike 3. Perello is caught with a pitch on the outside. Jones strikes him out. He gives Sheldon 3 strikeouts. Grocious sticking right along with him. I guess because you figured he hadn't got anybody nearly as good in the boat then. And it paid dividends because he got out of a mess of trouble in the sixth inning. Had the bases loaded, was only one out and didn't allow any further scoring. Gil Hodges was 1-for-3, and that was a home run in his first at bat today. Takes a good curve over for a call strike. The whole infield is now caught in the full shadow of the stand with the sun going down behind them. Center field and right field are still in sun. Right-handed pitches, high outside, ball one. One and one. One ball, one strike. No action in either club's bullpen. The Yankees didn't score in the ninth inning. So they're going into the tenth inning, Washington and New York, tied 6-6. Fernando Jones pitches, and Hodges hits a ground ball back past the mound. Shortstop Dock is up to the, goes over to first base. Just in time. Hodges up. Caught to first. Two men up, two men retired. The even up status, 6-6 is this. Back to seven. And Bob Morgan, who's had one hit for 2 at-bats today. Rookie, he's a batting champion in the International League last year. He's hitting 5.33 right now, 8-for-15. Right-hander Jones pitches, and it's a curve low outside to this quickie right-hand batter, long Bob Morgan. Infield is back. Curve is good. 1-1. The ball, one strike. Giants are fighting desperately to win their first game out of 4 this year. Morgan takes a curve outside, ball 2. Dodgers fighting just as grimly to make it 3 straight victories for them. They lost opening game at Philadelphia. There is no quarter ask, and there's certainly none given when these two clubs lock horns, I tell you that. 2-1 pitch. Fastball is good at the knees for call strike 2. Turn 2. Morgan didn't care very much about the call. Rob's had a rough time back at the plate this afternoon. Two and two. Pitch high inside up on the hands. Ball 3. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Morgan with a very relaxed ball player. Holds that bat back. But a cat-like stillness. The pitch is strike 3, call right on the outside. So Jones Nick Kim cuts the Dodgers down in order. 1-2-3 in the last half of the seventh inning. That's 4 strikeouts for Sheldon. A for able or available Jones. And here we go into the eighth inning. The center fielder Bobby Thompson pushed up for the Giants, taking batter's curve for a call strike. Curveball swung on, and there's a high fly in the short center. Russell coming in. He's under it. And he's got it. So that is all for center fielder Bobby Thompson. First up in the eighth inning. Alvin Dock, shortstop, has gone 0-for-2. Right-hand batter. Curve swung on line right back to the middle, out into center field, and it's a base hit for Dock. He's right on around first, takes a big turn and holds up. The throw coming in from Russell to second base to shortstop Reese Covey. The Dock comes up for his first hit of the day. Single into center. Rookie Jack Hoshman, tall, slender, left-hand hitting first baseman, is now up to New York, hitting 7th on the batting card. Batter in the stop position. Delivers. There's a ball hit high out into right center field. Right.
Russell, the center fielder, getting under it. Doc tagging up at first. There's the catch. And Doc stops a second and holds on. Russell is losing time getting that ball to second this time. Stanky got the jump on him and went in there, if you recall, after a ball had been caught in the third inning. So two men are gone in the eighth. And catcher Weston comes up. Weston, right-hand hitter. Takes a cut of the curve, hits it down toward third. Morgan up with it on a big bound. Throws to first in time. Ball for the Giants. Top of the eighth inning. No runs, one hit. And it still remains locked at 6-6. Now we're moving into the last half of the eighth inning. It's a 6-6 ball game. Jones on the mound for the Giants. Clarence Pudbelen, right-hander in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Campanella up hitting eighth. Batter is supposed to hit next, but maybe a pinch hitter. You see. So, curveball right over for a call strike. Manager shot in the post will not make up his mind whether he wishes to hit for batter or not. You'll see what happens to Campanella. Pitches high inside. All right. One and one. Curve low outside to Roy. Ball two. Weston caught all the way. Hoshman at first base. Stanky at second. Doc at short. And the third baseman, Henry Thompson. He's becoming quite a ball player for the Giants. Left field, Whitey Lockman. In center, Bobby Thompson. And the right fielder is Don Mueller. Two on pitch. Fastball through there. And it's two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Campanella. Stocky. Very strong and very durable. Leaning in. 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. DeRoy is struck out. Well, let's see what manager Shotten does. Does he want Banner to hit? Or does he want a hitter for? It's going to be Jack Banner because, says Mr. Shotten, here at this late stage, 6-6, I'll go with my pitcher. Happy step back and left. Manor, left-hand hitter. Ground ball hit down to first base. Juggled by Hoshman. Picked up. He can't pick it up. Hoshman catches him up for the ball, and he's charged with an error. The second giant error of the day, and Batter is on first base with a boot. Manor's got a strong life. He was walked in the sixth inning, you'll recall. Now he gets on through the error of young Jack Hoshman. Pee-wee Reese up. Jack Batter on it first, a 6-6 tie. Just how long the game goes depends a lot, of course, on what Brooklyn does here in the last of the eighth inning. Man, these ball games, this is tough as taxes, you know it. Whoa, high inside, gets up the catcher's glove, down the second goes Batter. And Pee-wee dropped to get out of the way of a high inside fastball, and Weston couldn't come up with it. Charged a wild pitch, and Batter, the possible winning run, goes to second base. Now, Jones ready to pitch. Pee-wee cuts as a high pop fly into short left field. Shortstop Dock is out under it. And he grabs it for out number two, and Banner stays put at second base. So he reaches by a series and a combination of an error and a wild pitch. So Reese pops up to short, and George Schuber gets another opportunity. George has not been hitting, and if he's not careful, he's going to be Schuber to the bench and Gene Hermansky back in left field. Schuber has one hit for 10. He has not looked completely sure in left field. In other words, he's been quite tense. He had a big opportunity, if you'll recall, in the fifth inning with the bases loaded and one out, and he fouled out to the first baseman. He's 0-2 today. A 10 batter. Outfield toward right. Jones pitches. Curve, low outside for ball one. This could be quite a pivotal at-bat for Schuber. Of course, it may be that he won't get anything too good to hit at the first base open. However, Jim Russell, who follows, I think the Giants regard as a more dangerous hitter, so I expect he'll be pitching to George. However, we'll soon know. Things sort of quiet for a second, but they do not remain quiescent very long around Ebbets Field here in Flatbush. The manager and the jam go out to the pitcher and hit him on the mound and say, "Now listen, you know who's up there hitting, don't you? All right, now listen. Don't walk, but don't give him anything good to swing on." That's what Fitzsimmons says McGraw used to send word out about. Swung on, a line drive hit, fast first base, into the right field corner for a base hit. Here's Batter around third, he's coming on in to four. Schuber comes in to second base and holds up with a double. And it was a pivotal at bat all the way around. And Brooklyn is out 7-6. 16th run of the game. So Schubert doubles inside first. That's in a run, his first run of the year. And Jack Battle, who got on for the error, scores. That's the seventh run for the Dodgers, and I know DeRocher must be raging because of the seven Brooklyn runs, only two out of his four is earned. The other five are unearned. Now the batter is the switch hitter, Jim Russell. Andy Hansen, tall young right-hander from Lake Worth, Florida, is in the bullpen now for the Giants. The Chicago Cubs came up with a run in the last half of the ninth inning and beat the St. Louis Cardinals for the second straight time, 7-6, and the Cardinals have now lost their last four ball games. Pitch, fastball high inside, ball one. 1-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back. One. The Cubs have beaten the Cardinals 7-6. Paulette, who came on in the eighth inning, is the losing pitcher for St. Louis. The Braves knock off the Phillies 3-2, and the Pirates beat the Reds 9-2. And Washington has just beaten the Yankees in the 10th inning, 7-6. In 7-6 Brooklyn, Russell cuts, fouls it back, and it's a ball and two strikes. So things are rapidly coming to a rather dramatic denouement all over the baseball picture this afternoon. Washington hangs on and knocks off the Yankees 7-6 in 10 innings. The end of 10.5 innings, it's a 5-5 tie between the Red Sox and the Athletics. Detroit has just beaten Chicago 5-0. Hootman pitches the shutout. Russell takes foul strike three, picks about it, a ball, and so ends the last half of the eighth inning here at Brooklyn. That's the fifth strikeout for Jones, and it's a run for the Dodgers on a hit. One tied error, which again was decisive. So the Giants are coming in for the top of the ninth. The run behind is Brooklyn made 7-6. Pete Milne, rookie left-hand hitting outfielder, is going to hit for Sheldon Jones to start the ninth inning. And Jack Batter on the mound for Brooklyn delivers. Call strike. Fastball on the outside. Batter works. Milne hits a curveball down the first. Up with his Hodges. Runs over to the bag. He's there for the out. One out. So Milne hitting for Jones is the time, commencing the ninth inning. Dodgers 7. Giants 6. Top of the order, Ed Stanky. Stanky crouches, right-hand hitter. Swings, there's a fly ball, hit back into center field. Russell going back, still going back, turns, makes the catch. So the Giants are run behind, are down to their last out. Dodgers 7, the Giants 6. It's been a tough ball game every inch of the way. Whitey Lockman, who singled in the first inning. He's 1-for-4 today. Tipped that whistling line drive, and Hodges, with those fine hands of his, turned it into an immediate double play in the seventh inning. Lockman hitting at 316, 6-for-19. Batter steadies. Takes a side from Campanella. Throws. There's a high pop fly. It's hit under left center field. Russell, the center fielder, gets under it. Gets under it. He's got it. The ball's in the cover. The Dodgers win. So Brooklyn wins the ball game. 7-6, and we're going to check the runs, hits, and errors, and the other scores for you in just a second. But you know, one thing these Dodgers put a premium on is speed. Yes, sir. The runningest ball club in either league. And they mean to stay that way, too, by keeping in top physical condition. And that most certainly includes getting nourishing meals. In fact, to quote the boss in these parts, Bert Schotten, "If you ask me," says Barney, "eating proper meals is only ordinary common sense for ball players or for anybody who has work to do." Well, that's why manager Schotten agrees when we say, begin the day the right way with the right kind of breakfast. A breakfast that includes fruit or fruit juice, bread and butter, beverage, and a cereal. That way, you're getting the kind of a starch you need to keep going right through the morning. And I say, do as so many of the Dodgers do. Make that cereal in your breakfast a post-cereal. Because there is good, solid nourishment in every one of these great POST post-cereals. Remember that you get the most when you get post.
For the Dodgers today, their third straight win, 7 runs on 7 hits and no errors. And for the Giants, 6 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. And those 2 errors made possible 5 unearned runs as they are technically scored. The winning pitcher is Jack Bannett, his first decision of the year. The losing pitcher is, of course, Jones, who now hasn't won and has lost 2. And for the Giants, this gives them an 0-for-4 record for the season, which, of course, is very tough for the Polo Grounders and for DeRocher. For the Dodgers, after losing opening day, this is their third straight success. Now, very quickly around the post scoreboard. In the National League, everything else is complete. The Cubs beat the Cardinals 7-6 with a run in the last of the ninth inning. Boston, with Elliott hitting a home run in the eighth with one on, beat the Phillies 3-2. And Pittsburgh had an easy time knocking off Cincinnati 9-2. In the American League, Washington defeated the Yankees in the 10th inning 7-6. Detroit had Art Hootman pitch a shutout and knock off Chicago 5-0. At the end of 3.5 innings, it is Cleveland over the St. Louis Browns 5-1. And in the Boston Athletic game, they've gone into the 11th inning tied at 5-5. So, friends, that is that. And we hope that you have enjoyed being with us Saturday afternoon at Brooklyn. Boy, it's quite a place. So, for you folks all around the country on the network, join us again the next Saturday. The Dodgers are at Ebbets Field. And, of course, for the folks in New York, as the broadcast goes on 7 days a week, while we'll be in Venice at the same old stand at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Connie Desmond and Ben Scully and the old redhead, Red Barber, will be on hand to be bringing you the game between the Dodgers and the Giants. It's been fun handing you out this one for Post Cereals, and we certainly hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, remember that you say thanks every time that you bring home a package of any of the famous Post Cereals. Post Toasters, Post Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Raisin Bran, 40% Bran Flakes, or Post Hens. And say, if you're one of the folks who haven't tried Post Sugar Crisp yet, man, be sure to look for the cellophane bag with the 3 little honey bears on it today. And now this is the old redhead, Red Barber, saying so long.